KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, these salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
And it gets a little better. I also think there's some support for the use of ginkgo biloba, which is a circulatory enhancer, which may be helpful. There's masking technology, you know, just like you can use noise-canceling headphones when you're on a plane to take out some of the ambient noise, or, you know, when you're on the street. You can use newer forms of noise canceling, you know, like just basic external noise is easier to cancel than internal noise, but they're working on ways of detecting the frequencies that will help people who experience tinnitus have less of a subjective experience of noise. There's also, I think, in the future, they may be doing some forms of brain zapping treatments that actually hit the part of the brain that's responsible for extraneous sound and noise. And I think they're just pioneering these techniques. But just as we're doing various ways of treating atrial fibrillation with ablation, they may be using some form of brain-directed ablation to break up the aberrant nerve pathways that cause people to hear whooshing and ringing sounds. That's something that may be coming down the pike. I've had some success also in treating patients with high-dose NAD supplements, in particular nicotinamide riboside. And I think there's some research on these types of products. I mean, just good old-fashioned niacin or B3, some people claim relief. There's a high degree of placebo response to this, and that suggests a role for what's called CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy for tinnitus. And that helps people cope with their tinnitus. It doesn't make it go away, but since it's a subjective experience, people can kind of contextualize it and put it in the background and not be so haunted by it. It tends to be associated with depression because it is depressing. And by talking people through it and providing people with kind of a new context to put it in its rightful place, CBT for tinnitus sometimes helps tinnitus sufferers. But for now, there is no cure. I'm pretty sure that they're working on, you know, all cylinders trying to find a proper fix for this common disorder. But I can't say that there is something that consistently works. And if any of you are out there and you've learned of anything that works for your tinnitus, or you want to share your success story with us, please do so. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this item, and this is something near and dear to my heart because having gone to medical school, I suffered from a lack of nutrition instruction. And I was interested in nutrition during medical school, so I had to go hither and thither and yon to gather my nutrition information. It wasn't all available at my medical school, so I went to other medical schools. I did independent study, and I managed to put together my own custom portfolio, attending conferences and so on, to learn more about nutrition. This item is from the New York Times, How Kennedy is Trying to Revamp Medical School. And there is an update on his efforts and conflicting information about it, because on the one hand, RFK Jr. professes optimism on whether he will be able to change the current abysmal situation at medical schools. Very few offer extensive nutrition training for future doctors. And as far back as 1962, this Times article says, the American Medical Association held a conference on the matter after a report by the group concluded that there was, quote, inadequate recognition, support, and attention given to the subject in medical schools. That's 1962, so that is what? Like, yeah, we're talking 60-plus years ago. But according to Marion Nessel, who's been a guest on Intelligent Medicine, she's an emeritus professor of nutrition at NYU, nothing much has budged since then, 60-plus years. She says medical schools do offer some instruction on the subject, but a survey published in 2015 estimated that only 29% of institutions had provided at least 25 hours on the subject over 4 years of medical school. That's a lot, you know, because I think I got maybe 4 or 6 hours. What RFK Jr. is doing is he's jawboning with these medical schools to make them incorporate more nutrition. And he acknowledged the wariness of some medical schools that, quote, some of them didn't want it because they said it's a Trump program. You know, they're at odds with the Trump administration or a variety of things. And unfortunately, nutrition, which should be a bipartisan issue, has been tainted by association with the MAGA movement. And MAGA movement, okay, you know, like it or not, under Trump's stewardship, we've got RFK Jr. pushing MAHA, and I would think that this should be something that all medical schools would embrace, but not such luck. Part of the problem is that when you graduate from medical school, it's like drinking from a fire hose. You have to have all this information at your fingertips, and then you have to pass exams. And on the exams, there are virtually no questions about nutrition. So they say, well, why should we teach nutrition when if we teach nutrition, we won't teach people the requisite skills to pass the exams? And so now a spokesman for the Federation of State Medical Boards, one of the sponsors of the medical licensure exam, said in an email that program officials were, quote, actively planning further nutrition-related enhancements to the exam. In other words, because if there are no exam questions about nutrition in order to get your certification to become a doctor, why teach it? Why teach it? Right? So, I mean, even though it's a good thing, but you got past these exams. So, you know, I just think some of the medical schools are saying, oh, yeah, we've heard this before. It's been 60-plus years. We've been hearing the same tune. If we can just wait out this administration and it'll soon be over, we can just go back to teaching our students about the fundamentals of how to treat diseases with drugs and surgery and emerging breakthrough technologies. That's, I think, where they think their bread and butter is, unfortunately. Here's an item, though, that is encouraging, is that there is what is called a culinary health and medicine program that is made available by the Nova Institute, collaborating with the University of Maryland Center for Innovative Medicine, Integrative Medicine. They say that our program focuses on experiential nutrition education. Doctors actually, you know, prepare their own foods and eat them. Education through practical instruction, healthy cooking. So they have teaching kitchens and multidisciplinary teams of medical educators, physicians, dietitians, researchers, and community health advocates to educate future physicians and get them to experience healthy nutrition to better equip them to help patients with practical tools for preventing and treating disease. So, yeah, I mean, we need more of this, but, I'm only cautiously optimistic about whether medical schools are going to have buy-in on these initiatives. It may be tough to make the case, unfortunately, for many medical schools. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Now, more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. The key to Dr. O'Hara's success is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites that are in each capsule. Postbiotic metabolites are important to the regulation of most systems in our body. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus. Merging nature and science, Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus combines Brazilian green propolis, vitamin E, astaxanthin, and tocotrienols for additional and powerful immune support. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. There's an interesting article in Scientific American, Can Sunlight Cure Disease? And I think it was John Denver who wrote the lyric, Sunlight on my shoulder makes me happy. And I just saw, rewatched the movie Midnight Cowboy, and the song kept playing, I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. And there definitely is a curative effect of sunlight. This is recognized literally centuries ago when sick patients were wheeled outside of their hospital rooms and placed on the balcony or on the patio or in an outside space in order to get healing rays. Unfortunately, they don't do that very much anymore, but it resulted in many remarkable turnarounds. And sunlight is a mixture of spectra of light. If you study this physics in high school, you know that there's the visible spectrum, which is like the rainbow colors, and then below red is near-red, infrared, which has healing capabilities on its own. There's actually studies that show that near-red light can activate the mitochondria, improve energy. And on the other end of the spectrum, there's ultraviolet light. UV light is what you get in tanning booths and what you get from the sun and what they think is really bad. UV light is bad for you. But there's evidence from epidemiology, looking at rates of autoimmune diseases across different latitudes. And what they have found is that at very high latitudes or very low latitudes, if you're in the southern hemisphere, there's a higher rate of multiple sclerosis. And so they began, and also higher rates of colon cancer and higher rates of autoimmune diseases like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. And they thought it was about vitamin D. In one autoimmune disease, ultraviolet light is approved. Psoriasis. You can get psoriasis, ultraviolet light boxes for home treatment of psoriasis. It's paid for by medical insurance and Medicare. So it does work. But it turns out it's not just about vitamin D, because studies where they give high doses of vitamin D to people with autoimmune disease, it helps, but it doesn't help as much as getting sunlight or ultraviolet light. So this article from the from the Scientific American, "Can sunlight cure disease? Sunshine may hold healing rays for a variety of autoimmune diseases such as multiple sclerosis. Scientists are turning this surprising discovery into treatments." And what they've actually done some studies. They did a mouse study that showed that ultraviolet treatment protected mice against multiple sclerosis, but without increasing their vitamin D levels. So it wasn't about that. We know you get in the sunlight, you make some vitamin D. That's why people, when they go outside, they say, "Well, I'm getting my vitamin D." In addition to vitamin D, the skin produces other beneficial compounds like melatonin, serotonin, endorphins, endocannabinoids, cortisol, oxytocin, leptin, nitric oxide, and dozens of other compounds that we don't even have a name for. So they're beginning to explore, and it's one of those things where, yeah, it is potentially toxic to go into a tanning booth and blast your skin and increase your risk for skin cancer. But at the same time, there may be therapeutic effects of moderate sunlight exposure, immune diseases, and potentially for cancer. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever Urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids entertainment for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
It's creamy frosty and a mint chocolate cookie sauce, which means Girl Scout Thin Mint and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-fived, snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mint Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And that's the portal to intelligent medicine. That's how you get directly into the doctor's office. You call 877-726-8255. You can record a question or share a comment. Let's hear that one.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I have scheduled dental x-rays, and on the same day, I have an MRI of the head, maybe like 2 hours apart. So I have dental x-rays and an MRI of the head scheduled on the same day. Just wanted to know your opinion, if there's any dangers in doing that. I would appreciate your opinion. Thanks again.
Okay, so that's a very interesting question. I don't think I've ever heard this question posed in this particular way. You know, we talked about the hazards of dental x-rays. We've even talked about some of the hazards associated with gadolinium, which is sometimes injected for contrast MRIs, but I've never heard about the juxtaposition of dental X-rays and MRIs on the same day. So I would say up front that, you know, that could be a little bit of a hectic day, but aside from that, let's look at the actual physics involved. With dental X-rays, you're going to get a small amount of ionizing radiation. And it's the same kind that you would get with a chest X-ray or with a CAT scan or with a CT PET scan. And we know that X-rays, cumulative X-rays, can add to one's risk of lifetime cancer. Okay, but by a small percentage point, you'd have to have a lot of X-rays, year in, year out, to acquire a slightly increased risk of cancer. But this kind of argues for judicious use of X-rays and also judicious use of dental X-rays. I don't do a dental X-ray every time I go to the dentist, although they want me to. To some extent, it helps them diagnose things that might be brewing. I understand that, but to some extent, frankly, it's a bit of a moneymaker, because they can bill for the X-rays, and I sign a thing often if I don't have a dental problem and I just want a cleaning and an exam, that I don't want my, quote, routine annual dental X-rays. Because cumulatively, maybe not one single X-ray. I mean, if a guy has tooth pain, please do an X-ray. Maybe don't do a whole, panoramic film of my mouth. Just look at the area involved. What about when you combine that with an MRI? Well, MRIs are magnetic resonance imaging, and they don't involve ionizing radiation. So it would be one thing if you said, I'm having dental X-rays and a CT scan on the same day. I'd say, there's a cumulative effect of, X-rays directed at your mouth and X-rays directed at your head. We used to do more CT scans of the head. Now we prefer the MRIs of the head. I would say that there's no additive risk, except for the fact that that could be a tiring day. And, I'm not suggesting that you take high doses of antioxidants or anything like that. I mean, you can take a little bit of that kind of stuff if you want some protection from the dental X-rays, maybe some higher doses of your usual antioxidants, maybe coupled with some N-acetylcysteine, which is a potent antioxidant. But, since the X-rays used for the mouth are relatively low intensity, much less than you get from a CT scan, it's no biggie. So I would say, go ahead and do it, address all your problems in one day. 877-726-8255. Folks, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a great suite of supplements specifically designed to support neurological health and cognition. And we discussed them in a recent podcast, great podcast, with Neil Levin, who is Senior Communications Manager for Protocol for Life Balance. The products include a bioavailable form of curcumin. It's called Cogumin SLCP. Cogumin SLCP is curcumin optimized to penetrate the blood-brain barrier, where it helps protect the brain tissue. There's also a form of brain-optimized magnesium, which is called Magtine. Magtine may support healthy cognitive function. It's magnesium 3-8. And then there's good old-fashioned phosphatidylserine, abbreviated PS. PS, I forgot. Well, it is good for memory. It supports neuronal membrane fluidity, promoting cognitive function and mental acuity. And then there's a combo product of a variety of herbs that support brain health. It's called Brain Regain, and that may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive performance. So for more information or to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements and one of my favorite brands. And listen to that recent podcast with Neil Levin, too. And we also have a nice article about brain supportive nutrients, courtesy of Protocol for Life Balance, at drhoffman.com. So use all the resources available to support your brain health. This item, and you know, I was an early adopter of gut health tests. They're based on stool, and I started testing stool in the 1980s. So I think I was kind of a pioneer in that regard. And companies built enormous customer followings and fortunes on stool testing, where we looked at the health of the microbiome. This was recognition that what happens in the gut really matters for the rest of the body, and that people had imbalanced bacteria, perhaps overgrowth of yeast or potentially parasites. This could have systemic ramifications that could be the root cause of a variety of health problems. So stool testing has become something very fundamental to what is called functional medicine. It's like looking at health in a holistic way, looking at root causes, looking at all aspects of a person's lifestyle and environment to determine how to prevent and treat disease. So what is concerning is that these tests that we rely so much upon to predict disease or to tell us whether people have a healthy gut or whether they have an unhealthy gut, also known as dysbiosis, may not be reliable, according to a recent survey. So what they did was they looked at seven direct-to-consumer microbiome testing companies. And by the way, these I've only used the ones that are used by medical professionals. But more and more, what are appearing are direct-to-consumer microbiome testing companies that purport to give you the read on your microbiome health, sometimes accompanied by advice to buy certain supplements. You know, they kind of cash in on their own recommendations. That's a little bit of a conflict of interest, in my opinion. But they sometimes use the stool test as a lead-in to a product pitch. So they sent three identical fecal samples to seven direct-to-consumer microbiome testing companies under different names, different false names. And they wanted to find out if they reported consistently. And what they found was that there were discrepancies among companies that claimed to give consumers insight about their gut health. And so, for example, the stool samples were identical. They actually mixed stool samples from a variety of donors, and they put it in a blender, and then they sent out identical stool samples under three different names to seven different companies. And what they found, that some companies were consistent with the microbes they identified across the three samples. So that's the good news. But one company produced a drastically different result on one of the three samples it tested. It classified the two similar results as healthy and the outlier as unhealthy. Others identified many of the same types of bacteria across the identical samples, but showed varying amounts of those bacteria. And so, in fact, it was so bad that the discrepancies between the company's results on the identical standard sample were similar to variability among samples that came from different people. So I got to say that this is a important technology, and just like blood tests and just like medical imaging, is that stool tests can yield really important insights on our health, but it is so complicated that we're just in the dawning era of our understanding of how to A, properly test, and B, properly assess the results of our tests. And the final step, C, is to implement the findings for a therapeutic approach that can correct the underlying imbalance and move things in the right direction. So, so one company had big inconsistencies in the types of microbes that are detected, and, not not good news for these direct consumer tests. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommended use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support neurological health and cognition, Cogumin SLCP, Magtine, Phosphatidylserine, and Brain Regain. Cogumin SLPC is curcumin optimized to penetrate the blood-brain barrier where it helps protect brain tissue. Magtine may support healthy cognitive function, learning, and memory. Phosphatidylserine supports neuronal membrane fluidity, promoting cognitive function and mental acuity. And Brain Regain is a broadly useful herbal health aid that may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive performance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
And spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced this flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, it can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And that number is a number that you can call to reach us at Intelligent Medicine with a comment or a question. We'd be happy to hear from you next week. Question is, why do most men get prostate cancer if they live long enough? It is said that if you do an autopsy on a man who dies of old age at, say, 89 or 92, and you slice and dice their prostate, it is very likely that you will find a small early prostate cancer, even if they didn't suffer from identified prostate cancer during their lifetime. Is that prostate cancer is virtually ubiquitous as a consequence of aging. And you know, perhaps, and this has been said, is that we simply live longer. We weren't really designed to live past reproductive age, and that through modern hygiene, modern lifestyle, and modern medical interventions, we are simply living longer, so our body has more chance to develop mutations that occur particularly in places like the breast and the prostate, and that therefore we're seeing more of these changes. But is it really true that if a man lives long enough, that it's inevitable that they'll get prostate cancer? You know, even those are the prostate cancers that may not kill you if they're identified at the age of 85, because it may be that prostate cancer that would kill you if you lived to 140, which you won't. So I just threw out my plastic cutting boards. I just really was concerned about microplastics that were being released. You know, with every time you slice and dice something on a plastic cutting board, inevitably you're releasing tiny particles. You can't even see them that enter your food, and then they enter your body, and they find their way to your brain. They find your way to atherosclerotic lesions. They found a high level of microplastic particles in atherosclerotic lesions, and guess what? Now they found microplastics in 90% of prostate cancer tumors. Researchers examined prostate tissue collected from 10 patients undergoing surgery to remove their prostate. Plastic particles were identified in 90% of tumor samples, but also in 70% of benign prostate tissue samples. So, I mean, sometimes you get your prostate shaved down or removed. If you simply have an enlarged prostate, there's no cancer. So, but the higher the count of plastic particles, the more likely it was that the biopsied tissue was likely to be cancerous. So they found that in cancerous tissue, there were 40 micrograms of plastic per gram of tissue. But in non-cancerous tissues, there was only 16 micrograms per gram. So it was like a almost threefold increase in plastic in the cancerous tissue than in the benign tissue. So they don't know why this might be something that prompts cancer. It's an associative study. It doesn't necessarily mean that the microplastic caused the cancer, but they say it is mechanistically plausible that microplastics can enhance inflammation within the prostate, which is a precursor to cancerous transformation. And so this is a concern, and ultimately we need to reduce our dependency on plastic Drink less from plastic bottles. That's a major source. But also just pollute our environment less with plastics. Reduce the amount of plastics that we're releasing by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and millions of tons every year into our air, ground, ocean, and fresh water sources and food sources, unfortunately. Fields and plants incorporate microplastics as well as do agricultural animals, and we're consuming more and more microplastics than ever in human history. That, indeed, is a concern. This item, you know, this is a kind of a downer segment, but I got to share this information with you because PFAS chemicals, you know, we've talked about these forever chemicals which lurk in everyday products. And the problem is that PFAS chemicals are harmful. It's been acknowledged. But lately, we've slowed down regulation on PFAS chemicals. And recently, the Trump administration has relaxed regulations on companies that use PFAS chemicals. The EPA has relaxed several PFAS regulations. They're reducing enforcement of their drinking water standards. They've rescinded regulations on PFAS compounds like PFHXS, PFNA, PFBS, and something ingeniously named Gen-X. Okay. So I would think that Generation X would have taken out a copyright, but a PFAS compound is now named Gen-X. All right. They've also proposed significant changes to the Toxic Substances Control Act aimed to reduce the compliance burden on industry by exempting reporting on byproducts, impurities, and non-isolated intermediates. So it's, they're relaxing the strictures on PFAS compounds. But new finding, PFAS found in most Americans linked to rapid biological aging. And the way that they've determined this is through research that looks at the aging clock. And they found that there was a correlation between high levels of PFAS compounds and acceleration of the aging clock. In other words, chronologically, you may be 65, but according to your aging clock, you may be younger, you may be 55, or you may be 85. And this can be determined through what is called epigenetic testing using methylation clocks and other devices. And what they found is accelerated aging due to PFAS exposure. Well, thanks for joining us, and hope you found it informative. 877-726-8255, our number, drhoffman.com, the source for information about intelligent medicine. Check us out, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on social media, and have yourself a healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
If you've followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil. Oil that contains all natural and abundant full spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety, on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the leadership.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. New York City police confirming explosives were used at a weekend protest outside the mayor's residence, ending in several arrests. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
The NYPD says at least two improvised explosive devices were set off, however unsuccessfully, at a rally and counter-protest Saturday in front of Mayor Zoran Mamdani's official residence. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
The devices, which were a bit smaller than a football, appear to be a jar wrapped in black tape with nuts, bolts, and screws, along with a hobby fuse.
The bomb squad says they could have caused serious injury.
Witnesses reported seeing flames and smoke as it traveled through the air before it struck a barrier and extinguished itself a few feet from police.
The police commissioner says six people are under arrest. Julie Walker, New York.
Police investigating an explosion at a U.S. embassy. More on that story from correspondent Mike Hempen.
Norwegian police are looking for suspects and trying to determine a motive following an explosion outside the U.S. embassy in Oslo. Investigators believe the embassy was targeted. Police received reports of a loud bang early Sunday morning. Investigators say it was caused by an incendiary device. There were no injuries. A U.S. official speaking anonymously says the device was inside a backpack and detonated outside an entrance to the embassy. Local media are reporting that people nearby say the street was blanketed in thick smoke after the blast. I'm Mike Hempen.
United States has issued a license that allows business to be done with Venezuela state gold mining company Minervan. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum has held talks in Venezuela with officials there. He's also met with representatives of several mining and minerals companies. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
A weekend tornadoes ripping through several states. At least six deaths have been confirmed. Union City, Michigan resident Dan Taylor, after seeing the storm damage to his house, says he's thankful everyone inside survived without injury.
I'm just thankful that my brother's all right, my dogs, you know what I mean? Because it could have turned bad, you know what I mean? We're not guaranteed of anything.
President Trump says the U.S. and Latin American nations are banding together to combat violent cartels, as his administration looks to demonstrate it remains committed to sharpening U.S. foreign policy focus within the Western Hemisphere. Pentagon and the FAA have agreed to conduct anti-drone laser tests in New Mexico after the military's deployment of the lasers led to the FAA closing airspace in Texas for a while. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Reports emerging now that may shed some light on the change in leadership at the Department of Homeland Security. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
President Trump reportedly decided to replace DHS Secretary Kristi Noem after her Senate testimony claimed he had approved a controversial $220 million ad campaign featuring her. The comments not only raised bipartisan concerns, but also reportedly angered the president. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen will assume the role at the end of March, with Noem moving to a diplomatic post. Bob Agnew reporting.
A member of the National Transportation Safety Board says he's been fired without explanation by the Trump administration. Todd Inman says he received notice Friday that his position on the board had been terminated effective immediately. White House has had no immediate response to that termination. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event. The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
See, a former volunteer for the Moms Demand Action. She's a gun ban advocate. This is the current governor there. So where are you with the efforts?
It's a mess, Tom. So we're working hard every single day. We have our best guys on there in Richmond every single day, working with the other groups in our state associations, making sure we're pushing that back. We've had some wins already, right? We've taken out the tax suppressor stamp. They want to put $500 on suppressors. We got that taken away, but the big meat and potatoes is still there. Assault weapons bans, bans on standard capacity magazines, age bans, you name it, they're pushing it. And this is, you know, as you know, nothing on politics happens for accident, right? This is all a test balloon for Congress in the midterm elections. They want to see what they can get away with. What does a purple state like Virginia want? And, you know, if we don't stop it here, it's coming for D.C. And I talk to folks all the time. I live in Wyoming. I live in Alabama. Why would I care about what's happening in these states? Well, it's because this is all a trial balloon for the federal legislation. And when they start axing your rights at the federal level, that comes for everybody, not just the poor folks in states that are turning blue.
What can somebody in any given state do when something like this is moving through the legislature? What can the individual gun owner do?
Absolutely. The first thing you should do is make sure you sign up for alerts, whether that's through NRA, ILA, or whatever your preferred organization is. Make sure you're staying on every single thing that's happening. And every step of the way these bills, email lawmakers on the committee. If you live in the state, make sure you're emailing the folks who represent you and telling them why you're opposing that, not just these boilerplate, you know, ideas of, oh, say no to all gun control. Tell that personal story. Make that connection. For years, we've gotten beaten back by these leftists who use these horrific personal stories to appeal to folks' emotions. Mm. Well, we have a whole lot of stories on our side, too. It's about time we start telling them.
Exactly. Okay, well, you mentioned the efforts on the national level, which spins me up and makes me want to look to November and the midterms. You want to talk about what's going on there and what's in play and the importance of the midterms this year?
Yeah, we're in a razor-thin majority already in D.C., and every time there's a midterm election after presidential, a sitting party typically has a hard time, and we're fighting that every day. We're fighting for our pro-gun friends in D.C., and, you know, like we said before, this is not just happening in Virginia. They want to take this down the road to D.C. And if you see the anti-gun majorities take over in D.C., they're coming for the same exact gun grabs they're doing in Virginia, they're doing in Minnesota, that they're doing all over the country. And that's when it impacts everybody, not just the folks in blue states.
I know you guys have polling, and you know what's going on out there. And from my perspective, I'm just kind of looking at it generally, you know, the 50,000-foot view. It looks like the Democrats and the leftists are much more engaged, much more angry, because they have, even though he's not running, Trump is their boogeyman, and they hate him so much it will motivate them to get out there between that and ICE and immigrants. They're going to show up, but my big fear is that our guys are going to sit back and go hunting and not go vote.
So that's what happens every time, right? So President Trump is a unique individual where when he's on the ballot, he drives out all kinds of folks who are low propensity voters to vote. But when he's not on the ballot, the folks who are those high propensity Democrats vote in vengeance. And so it's our job to make sure folks realize what's at stake on the ballot this election. And that is your gun rights. That is your safety of your community and making sure that we're upholding the rule of law in this country. And if you stay home, if you make that choice to stay home, do not be surprised when people start looking for gun confiscation that impacts you.
You said gun confiscation. Seriously?
Well, I mean, when you look at these assault weapons bans or so-called assault weapons bans, that's what they're saying. I mean, they talk about taking away people's firearms. So if you have to be very vigilant about this. I mean, look at what we're seeing in Minnesota, somebody who considers themselves a quote-unquote pro-gun governor, Tim Walz, if you can say that with a straight face, says he's for law-abiding gun owners, and to fit every single wish list item he has, they had to use six-point font to get on a one-pager. So they want the whole slate. They want people disarmed. They want criminals to have lighter penalties and make sure that folks who are good people like me and you don't have access to their firearms anymore.
Let me ask you what, probably not really uncomfortable anymore. You guys have kind of been through it. But there are a lot of people out there who said, yeah, I was a member of the NRA, and I got mad at Wayne LaPierre, and I didn't like what was going on, and I bailed out. And basically, they're still pouting. They're still mad. They're still sitting there with their arms crossed across their shoulder, their chest. And they're basically saying, so show me, why should I even bother with you guys anymore?
Yeah, I mean, so I talk about it a lot, but we have all new leadership here, and people who are the folks who wanted to see the change is here. Under Doug Hamlin's leadership, under Bill Bockenberg's leadership, there's been massive reforms. The NRA is fighting harder than ever. As you know, for years, the NRA took a duck and cover approach on all kinds of issues, whether it was incidents in the news or hardcore legislation, and that those days are over. We're fighting harder than ever. We're going back to being the leader in the Second Amendment industry, which we should be doing. And the apology tour is over. We're back. We're fighting harder. The people in charge, the people who should be in charge, and we're working with other groups to make sure that gets done. We want to be a leader. We want to be a coalition builder in the space, and that's what our members ask for us, and that's what we're doing.
It's kind of funny. You said the apology tour is over. What I hear from that is, look, I don't have time to fool around to make your take care of your hurt feelings. We're getting work done here.
Hey, look, we have pressing issues about disarming law-abiding Americans. That comes first and foremost. And we put those changes in place. Our members are absolutely right that they want those done. They got them done. And a lot of times what we hear from folks are people who are upset about folks who aren't around anymore. And so if you want to be part of the team rowing the direction to save your gun rights, to make sure we're protecting our communities, you know, now's the time to get back on board. It's our job to prove it to our members for the folks who left. But I encourage you to come back and look at this and say, is the NRA better today than it was before? And I can assure you it is.
There it is. Justin Davis, thank you so much. Great job on your first appearance here at Gun Talk. We've got to get you back.
Absolutely, sir. Anytime. I'm a huge fan.
All right, you take care. All right, 866-TALK-GUN or TOM-TALK-GUN, open lines. Honestly, anything you want to talk about. You got a range report for it, something you've been shooting, or maybe something you just recently bought? Oh, yeah, I want to hear about that.
Precision isn't a suggestion. It's the standard. The Ruger Precision Rifle is built for the long game. Match-grade accuracy, fully adjustable chassis, and built to last a lifetime. This isn't just another long-range gun. It's a system engineered to go long, shoot tight, and own the podium. Whether it's paper, steel, or out past 1,000, you've got the tool. The Ruger Precision Rifle, miles ahead.
Black Hills Ammo is now loading a 300 PRC round with a high BC Hornady 225 grain ELD match projectile. The 300 PRC design eliminated the unnecessary belt of the 300 Winchester Magnum and increased the body diameter. The result is increased powder capacity and a nearly 150 feet per second velocity increase to 2800 FPS. The 300 PRC 225 ELD match provides superior capability on distant targets. Black Hills Ammunition, the power of performance.
Owning, shooting, and carrying firearms is your responsibility. Range Ready Studios offers gun training classes taught by top-level instructors with real-world experience. Range Ready delivers basic and advanced classes for pistol and rifle. We also offer a ladies-only handgun course. All these training classes at Range Ready prepare you to use your gun and win the fight. Find us at RangeReadyStudios.com to learn more.
EOTech is the leader in electro-optics technology. Check out their new EXPS3 HD holographic weapon sight. It includes an all-aluminum housing and enhanced field of view. The EXPS3 HD features a programmable sleep mode with shake-awake technology and an auto-brightness mode to adapt to any lighting conditions. A rotary dial provides daytime and night vision settings, as well as an auto-bright and off position. To see this product, check out EOTechInc.com.
Ruger RXM, self-defense focused. When things go sideways, your gear better go forward. The Ruger RXM is built for real-world defense. Simple, intuitive, and ready when you are. With a flat face trigger for consistent control, excellent ergonomics, and reliability you can bet your life on. The RXM makes no excuses. One of Ruger's most versatile and modular designs. The RXM is ready, because when it's go time, you won't have time.
We'll be right back.
I'm not sure exactly how to explain this. I don't like to, even though I may think badly of other people, I don't like to speak badly of other people, but you just have to call it like it is. And there are folks involved in the gun ban world, whether they be activists or lobbyists or legislators or city officials or even police departments, who are dishonest, would be the kindest thing you could say. They're lying piles of crap is what they are. They will lie to you. They will make it as hard as possible to get a gun, even though it's maybe illegal to buy a gun. They say, yeah, but that's fine, but we're going to make it as hard as possible because we don't want you to have a gun. Case in point, Honolulu, Hawaii. The Honolulu, Hawaii Police Department has figured out new and creative ways to harass gun owners and make it harder for you to legally get a gun. Here's how the process works. This is out of Bearing Arms. Cam Edwards says, you go to a gun shop, you find a pistol that you want to purchase. Before you can do that, you got to obtain a permit to acquire a firearm. Okay. In order to get that permit, first you need to go get a handgun safety training course affidavit signed by the firearms instructor who taught the mandated course. Sure, okay. Now, it's just one more layer. Now, it's getting to be harder. Now, if you're a first-time gun owner, you say, well, who is authorized to teach this class? Well, you just go ask the Honolulu Police Department, right? Because they've got the list of instructors. The problem is, they won't send you the list of instructors. They won't tell you who the instructors are. You're going to have to fill out their version of a Freedom of Information Act. Yeah, a Freedom of Information Act request to get the list of certified instructors so that you can take the class, so you can get the affidavit, so then you can apply for the permit. You haven't gotten the permit yet. Once you do all of that and you figure out who the instructor is and take the class and get the affidavit, now you complete your training, you got the affidavit in hand, now you got to go to an in-person visit at the Honolulu Police Department's firearms unit. There you're going to have to provide the affidavit, your photo ID, a completed permit to acquire a firearm application, so you got to fill out the application, which includes the make, model, caliber, type, revolver, semi-automatic, whatever, and serial number. You also have to fill out, wait for it, a mental health waiver, medical information waiver, a HIPAA authorization to release protected health information waiver, and a 12-page firearms application questionnaire. Then the Honolulu Police Department will make you wait 14 days to pick up your permit, and you better not wait around because this permit is only good for 26 days. There's nothing honest about this. And they'll say, yeah, sure, there's a permit. You could actually get a gun. There's no reason you can't buy a gun here. We're just going to make it as difficult as humanly possible. We're going to make it expensive. We're going to make it intrusive. We're going to make you have to come down here. You're going to have to fill out all this stuff. You're going to have to give up your medical information. Never, ever think that the gun ban groups care about safety. Never imagine that they care about criminals or crime rate. They hate you. They hate me. They hate gun owners. It's not that they hate guns. They hate you. They hate us. They don't want us to have any guns. And occasionally they will actually come out and say, yeah, the goal here is simple. You got to get rid of the guns. And they'll say it in different ways. They'll say, well, the problem is the guns. You hear that all the time, right? Yeah, the problem is not criminals. The problem is the guns. It's not that we have to keep people from breaking the law. It's we have to keep you people from having guns. It's a little crazy is what it is. Eric's on line 3 out of Colorado Springs. Eric, you're on Gun Talk. What's up?
Well, after you talking about Hawaii, I figure I probably ought to lighten the mood just a little bit. My blood
sure, go
through
for
the
it.
Roof here. Well, well, a few months ago, I finally did it. After years of talking about it, I went to gun sights.
Oh, okay.
Took a 250 class. This one was sponsored by Crimson Trace, which was pretty cool because they provided a pretty good amount of merch and swag, including a rad red dot, a mounting kit for it, and a weapon-mounted flashlight green laser combo, probably about $400 worth of stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome. But anyway, I mean, I have a big problem on my hands because this is a bucket list item that will now never get checked off. I learned so much in that class, and I learned so much in that class, had such a great time, that I went and signed up for another class.
Everybody does. And now, here's the other problem. You know what the other problem you have? Is now you sound like a freaking evangelist everywhere you go talking about it, don't you?
Oh, very much so. I was at a Steel Target match just yesterday talking about things I learned at Gunsight.
All right, so let me ask you this. You had heard me talk about Gunsight for years. And everybody says, yeah, fine. And then you go there, and I've told people, and I've said, look, I guarantee you this is going to change your life. Was I overselling it?
Not in the least. And matter of fact, I mean, when we got done and after we had toured the sconce, which was really cool, after graduation, I said to my wife, and she's not a shooter, but she was there with us at the graduation, I said, you know what? I can honestly say this was one of the best experiences of my entire life. I mean, everybody we interacted with, instructors, staff, Ken Campbell himself, they're just awesome folks. I mean, everybody. I can't say enough great things about them and the facility.
And now you're stuck trying to do what I try to do, is how do you explain it without sounding like you're just crazy? Because you just tell people, look, you just can't believe it. You've got to go do it. And they go, yeah. I don't know how you break through that sometimes.
No, and, you know, for me, I mean, as much as I learned, there are probably my two biggest takeaways where they talk a lot about dry fire practice, and you talk a lot about it on your show. But, you know, I had that epiphany. One of the instructors I worked with told me about a stat from the German Army in World War II. The regular Army forces, they trained with live fire. The reservists trained with dry fire. Turned out the reservists were the better shooters. And for me, the dry fire practice was the way, what I learned was doing it with a purpose. So coming out of the holster, getting on target, and pretty much the moment that arm is at full extension on the target is when the gun goes bang.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing was when you shoot almost 1,000 rounds, it gives you a chance to validate the gear that you bring out there. So to give you an example, the dual mag pouch I had at the time wasn't working very well. So guess what? It's somewhere in the city dump, and I've got another one that works a lot better.
That's right, because the pro shop is right there. They have stuff that you actually really need and will use. And you're right. You go shoot for 5 days, you know, you find out what works and what doesn't work, and that's one of the things you get out of. You change your mindset. You come out of and I'm not kidding you. I mean, it's a great range report, Eric. I appreciate it. You come out of there a changed person, and I know people are going, how can that be? What are you talking about? I wish I could explain it better. I mean, you can listen to me. You can listen to Eric. You can listen to anybody. I mean, look, if you've been there, you know. And if you've been there, hey, give me a call. Let me know what you think. If you've been there and you disagree with me, by all means, give me a call. I'd like to know why. I'd also kind of like to know what was the thing that you found the most interesting. Now, look, it's intensive. It's intense. It's 5 days of shooting. And mental training and physical training and shooting training and change the way you think. I think it's a lot of us. Change the way you think. What have you been shooting? What have you been buying? I want to hear those range reports. Call me at Tom Talk Gun.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers.
And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2020.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
This rich, creamy Frosty and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mint and Wendy's Frosty. Yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-fived. Snapped a few too many friendship selfies. And then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate Frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mint Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
We'll be right back.
Have you ever, are you a person who buys raffle tickets for guns? Some people are doing a raffle, or not an auction, but a raffle. Or even, of course, at the NRA's banquets or Ducks Unlimited or Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation or anything like that, buy raffle tickets. Have you ever won a gun at one of those raffles? If so, we'd like to hear about it. Yeah, we'd like to hear stories from winners. Our number here is 866-TALK-GUN or Tom Talk Gun. Tony called in out of Chandler, Arizona. Hey, Tony, you're on Gun Talk. What's up?
Hi, Tom. How you doing? Hey, first of all, man, your show was a wild ride last week. You had some very interesting callers going down some deep rabbit holes. So,
after show was a hoot and a half, wasn't it?
Oh, I listened in. I got the podcast. So, yes. Yes, it was. It was very entertaining. Hey,
good.
You brought this up several times during the course of the show today, and it kind of it's something that I've been thinking about and some of the guys that I shoot with have been thinking out as well, and that's, you know, aging as a gun owner. I mean, as I enter my 60s, I realize that I probably will get to the point where it's probably not a good idea for me to carry a gun as a CCW holder out in public anymore. I may be more of a hazard, but it brings up a very interesting question. At what point do you decide, you know what, I just don't have the reflexes, I don't have the dexterity, I don't have the eyesight anymore to be a responsible gun owner? And it just, it brings up a whole bunch of questions. One of my friends is dealing with it with his dad right now. He's in his 80s, and he's showing some signs of dementia. He's been a shooter his entire life. And the family's now trying to make the decision, well, how do we tell dad that maybe it's a good idea for him not to have guns anymore? So it just brings up a whole host of questions.
All right. Well, let's talk about it, because I think it's a great question. First of all, if you've got a dad or a loved one who is showing signs of going downhill mentally, it's a very uncomfortable conversation, but you got to have it. I mean, a lot of us have had the conversation, say, you know, dad, you can't drive anymore. Same kind of thing. It's like, boy, there's a real loss of freedom there. And, you know, for a gun owner, somebody who's owned guns to say, you know, you can't do this anymore, it's just hard. It's going to be hard on everybody. But let's talk about you and your situation. If you say, okay, you know, I'm going to reach a point at which, okay, and it's going to be different for each person. It's going to be different things. And you may say, well, you know, maybe my eyesight isn't as good. How good does it have to be? The question is, can you still shoot? Fortunately, we can go to the range and find out, you know, can I hit the target? Now, am I as fast as I used to be from a draw? Of course not. We do slow down. Here's the reality, and a lot of the folks, the internet folks, don't want to hear this. The speed may not be all that important. In many self-defense situations, it is not a fast draw contest. And what older people have going for them, imagine this, is maybe a more awareness, more situational awareness, watching what's going on around them, having some experience to measure things against stuff. That doesn't feel right. That doesn't sound right. I don't like what's going on over there. And maybe getting away, because avoidance is 100% better than getting involved in it. So we can go to the range and find out, can I still shoot? If my accuracy is not what it used to be, there are several things we can do. A red dot may actually help. If you're really having trouble seeing the sights, a red dot can help tremendously. Another thing is going to a different caliber. If you're shooting a 45, go to a 9, and you may find that it's easier to handle. Going to a different style of gun, maybe a smaller gun, maybe even a larger gun, I don't know. And you may decide, okay, I don't want to carry a gun on my belt anymore, and maybe you change the way you dress and you keep a revolver in a vest pocket. I know people who have leather vests. They've kind of changed their look. That's their cool look now. But there's always a revolver in one or both of the pockets in their vest. Jim says reduce the distance where you say, okay, this is a safe shot. And you can say, okay, I'm at the range. I'm testing this stuff out. I know I can make a good safe shot out to 10 yards, but no more. Okay, cool. That's going to take care of 99.9% of the self-defense situations anyway. Here's another thing. And Tony, I just want you to give this some thought. You can make a pact with some of your shooting buddies. And you, maybe you're just sitting over a drink sometime. You say, look, here's the deal, guys. If I get to a point where you're looking at me and you're saying, boy, that dude should not be carrying a gun anymore, I want you to be able to tell me that, and I won't be mad at you. I may not like it, but I may not even agree with you, but at least I will listen to you. And it's kind of a thing that some of us pilots do for each other where we say, okay, I may not be able to recognize it, but I need you to tell me if you say, okay, you're just not as sharp as you used to be, and you're not flying as well, and it may be time for you to hang it up. Same thing with a carry gun. I don't know. Does that help it at all with what you're thinking here, Tony?
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, Tom, because, I've been carrying a gun professionally or even recreationally since I was 18. So when I go to the range, all the fundamentals are still there. All the skills are still there. So All, you know, the ingrained safety habits are all still there. It's the endurance things. I mean, my mind still thinks I'm 27. My body strongly disagrees.
Oh, yeah, so, I get that, yeah.
It's getting out into the range. I mean, I still do steel challenge matches and stuff like that. And I'll tell you right now, it doesn't matter how accurate I am, Tom. There's no way in hell I'm keeping up with these guys that are out there, you know, 21, 22 years old. I just can't keep up with them from an endurance perspective. I mean,
sure.
I still try to maintain my physical fitness and stuff like that. But the reality is time, you know, Father Time remains undefeated. So that's kind of where I'm starting to get to that point. I mean, thank God, you know, my mind is still all there. I mean, my kids might disagree with that, but my mind still seems to be all there. So it's just an interesting question, and it comes up. And I think as gun owners, we have a responsibility to kind of realize there may come a point where it's just not responsible anymore. And your idea of doing like a buddy check of, hey, you know, maybe it's time to hang up the gun belt is a very good one.
Let me ask you this. I agree with that
100%.
What about just doing self-assessments between, of course, since you're shooting steel challenge, you understand, I'm sure you got a timer. You could do your own work out there and say, okay, I may not be as fast as I was, but can I hit the target? You know, can I hit the target relatively quickly? It doesn't have to be super fast. But here's my thought, and I'd love to get your take on this. Maybe making a commitment, and for a lot of people, they go to the range. I mean, honestly, look, there are a lot of people carrying who shoot 100 to 200 times a year. That's all they shoot. Make a commitment to go out and shoot more often just to refresh all of that. And, you know, that by itself may extend the years that you can and should be carrying.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. And it's just even if you just go out there and do something, you know, to keep your skills fresh is better than, you know, just kind of giving it up and saying, okay, well, maybe this just ain't for me anymore. I'm not going to get to that point. And along in that same vein, so if you recall, I chimed in on your X feed when you were talking about the Jeff Cooper shoot up in up at Gunsight in May.
Right.
And I got a slot in your class, so I will see you in May at the Jeff Cooper Memorial shoot. Ken Campbell is kind of a casual acquaintance of mine, and I sent him an email, and he said, yeah, I can get you in that class. So I got the slot, and I'm super excited to be participating in that class, and I love Gunsight, so it's going to be awesome.
That is terrific. Well, I look forward to seeing you there. I appreciate the call. Yeah, and Jim says, I need to correct myself. He said, some people go to the range 100 or 200 times a year. I meant you fire 1 to 200 rounds a year. Only that's how many times they actually shoot a gun. So, yeah, but if you're only shooting 200 rounds a year, you're not shooting enough. I mean, it ought to be, well, at least I would say that much every 2 months. I would all love it if you're shooting a couple hundred rounds a month. You'll find that you just really stay much better in shape. Another thought, as you age, it may be that you can't handle or don't want to handle the recoil of a 9mm or 45. You know, that's when you say, okay, there's nothing wrong with a 22 or a 22 Magnum. Is it perfect? No, it's not. Is it better than nothing? Oh, yeah, a whole lot better. So maybe downsizing, downshifting to a caliber with less recoil might be another thing to consider. Just kind of throwing out some thoughts there. Let's see. We got time for Todd here? I think we do. Yeah. Let's grab Todd on 4 out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Todd, thank you for your patience. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to call and let you guys know that I live in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and our newly elected mayor in Grand Rapids made a statement last week that people that own guns disgust him, and he does not believe in the Second Amendment. And, of course, he's a Democrat. I own 2 guns and a crossbow. I'm not a big gun person myself. I use them for hunting. But it just disgusted me what this guy said. I just want people out there to know what goes on in these Democratic cities.
I've got an idea. I've seen that story where he said that gun owners disgust him. And you go, okay. He has no idea how many voters are gun owners. No idea whatsoever. Can I suggest that you get involved with your state gun owner organization, gun rights group, but also, now, look, I am contrarian, and this may not be something you want to do, but I think it'd be just huge, huge fun, is to make it a point to get a half a dozen or a dozen of you, and you just say, we're going to go to every city council meeting, because the mayor's going to be there. And we're going to sit there, and we're going to have T-shirts made up, and it'll say, disgusting gun owner. And you sit there every meeting. You don't cause a problem. Don't do anything. You just sit there with your T-shirts on that says, disgusting gun owner. Over and over. And the media is going to pay attention to that. After a while, they're going to go, who are you guys? What's going on here? And you say, well, you know, there are thousands and thousands of gun owners here. And this mayor says that we disgust him. And basically call him out with a quiet activism. May not be a thing you want to do, but I think it would be a bunch of fun. You make it a dinner date. Whenever they're having a city council meeting, you know the mayor's going to be there or whatever the group is. You say, we're just going to show up there. We're going to go out to dinner, and that's just what we do. Anyway, just a weird thought, but there you go. It's kind of weird stuff I think of. Thanks for the call, sir. Let's see. Brett's on 5 out of Oklahoma. Brett, I got about a minute for you, so dive in, please.
Hey, I had a host of a radio show talking that it was crazy to carry reloads, to carry an extra magazine or extra ammunition. You were an evil person if you were, you know, reloading evil your gun.
Right.
I just thought that was just so totally irresponsible for him to come out on a national talk show.
If that's what he said, it was fairly moronic. It'd be like, and I would ask him, I said, well, are you saying that the police should never carry extra magazines? And, of course, his response, I'm sure, would be, well, that's different. Well, no, it's actually not different because the police are wearing body armor, so they've got something we don't have. They've got radios to call for help. We don't have that. All we've got is what we're carrying on our belt. And if the gun goes empty or... You know what? The gun could actually malfunction, and it's because of a magazine. You take out the bad mag, you put in a good mag, and now you can protect your family again.
And how many times have civilians come to the aid of law enforcement, you know?
Oh, a lot. People come to the aid of law enforcement all the time and almost never makes the news. And it may be nothing more than saying, officer, do you need help as arresting somebody? And you jump on them and hold them down while they put the cuffs on them. That happens all the time. Great point. And thank you for the call. For anybody to say that it is somehow silly, unnecessary, or even evil to carry an extra magazine, that person's got to be thinking it's evil to have a gun, which is saying it's evil to protect yourself, or it's ridiculous to protect your family. I would say, well, would it be ridiculous to have a fire extinguisher? What? I just don't understand that. A personal protection handgun is a parachute. you hope you never have to use it. But if you need it, you need it more than anything in the world. And along those lines, as I'm working this analogy, can I also say, don't be the guy who says, yeah, I want the cheap parachute. It's a life-saving device. Even inexpensive guns will work. But if you, and I've had people say, you know, I really want the Beretta, but I'm going to get this other gun because the Beretta costs $100 more. You go, okay. Or the Ruger or the Smith or whatever it is. And I always ask them, I say, well, how long do you expect that gun to last? And they look at you like you're a little goofy and crazy. Well, forever. Okay, well, let's just pick a number then. Let's make it 20 years. That extra $100 stretched out over 20 years, you could never even find it in your budget. But you know what? Every time you pick up that cheaper gun, you're going to think, I should have gotten the one I really wanted. Man, I really wish I'd gotten the Beretta, the Smith, or whatever it was. I wish I'd spent the extra $100. And if you go the other way and you get the one you really want, every time you pick it up, you're going to say, I am so glad I got this really nice gun. Hey, you do what you want, but I'm just telling you, it's a parachute. Don't go cheap on it. And seriously, this thing's going to last you longer than you're going to live. Amortize that out. You're going to enjoy the good one every time you pick it up.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing 3 or 4 homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date.
Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at reddingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at reddingbarbecue.com.
Deal is really worth it. IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iseecars.com.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
In Columbus, Ohio, around Veterans Day last year, dozens of local veterans took the initiative to support neighbors struggling with food insecurity, not by marching or protesting, but by volunteering at the Mid-Ohio Food Market. Organized by a veteran service and volunteer organization, the event brought together veterans of various conflicts and branches of the military to sort donations, load food into cars, and hand out produce to families in need. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
We'll be right back.
go straight to Douglas in Napa, Idaho. Hello, Douglas. You're on Gun Talk.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm great. How can we help you?
You called and said, didn't call. You spoke that if you want a raffle gun, I bought a
ticket. Oh, yeah. Did you win one?
Show. I won the Mark V 270 Weatherby Magnum for one ticket of $20. So I always buy a ticket when I go buy them, and I bought a grizzly bear ticket for a hunt there for $100 and two guns for $20, and they texted me 3-4 months later and said, you're the grand prize winner. I thought it was a joke. I read it again when I got home, and it said too much detail. They knew when I was there and where I was, so I called them. They said, yeah, you're the grand prize winner. I said, that's very cool. I hope I didn't win grizzly bear hunt. That's a backpack hunt. And I really don't want to do that, but if they win, I'll do it. And they laughed. I thought that was funny. And they go, no, you didn't win that, but you won. And they told what I wanted, a really nice rifle.
That's $20.
I encourage you to always buy a ticket at every one you see and help the foundation and the items that are doing it. The Mule Deer Foundation was very graceful, beautiful, beautiful gun. Matte finish, kind of a greenish-brown matte finish, and a laser-engraved stock. It's
right.
Gorgeous.
That's terrific. Well, congratulations. Thank you. That is a wonderful range report. Thanks, sir. Yeah, you know, it's a donation, and it doesn't matter if it's the Mule Deer Foundation, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, the Bighorn Sheep Foundation, you know, whatever. These dinners are fun to go to. They often are auctioning off or raffling off a lot of things. You can buy a bunch of tickets, throw them in a bucket. Yeah, you might win anything from a pair of gloves to binoculars to a rifle or whatever. And people do win. Ducks Unlimited, of course, is one of the big ones. I would say I won. I got a really nice revolver at a DU banquet one time. I think I may have told the story. I'm bidding like crazy, and there's a guy in the back of the room I can't see, and he's bidding like crazy. And I had made up my mind I will go up to $1,500, custom single-action revolver, really nice. And I got to $1,500, and I'd stopped. That's as far as I was going to go. And then I look around and see who's bidding against me. And I look back here. It's Richard Lipsey from the Lipsey's Company, the firearms distributor. I've known Richard for years. And Richard's a big donor for DU. And Richard looks at me and he sees who it is. He goes, ha. He stands up in this big room. And then he yells out. He says, of course, making his donation, he says, tell you what I'll do. He points at me. He says, if he'll go 2,000, I'll match it, and he gets the gun. Well, you're hosed. I mean, he's just called you out in front of everybody. So, yeah, I got my $2,000 revolver. Actually, I got my $1,500 revolver that I paid $2,000 for. And Richard made the $2,000 donation, so you got the money out of the deal. And it's a really nice convertible 45 ACP, 45 Colt. Ruger that's been dolled up and fixed up. It's very nice. But it's one of those deals of it wasn't exactly I wanted. I guess I bid for it, but it made for a good story. So there you go. And you know, Richard's definitely one of the good guys in the firearms industry. So in a way, it was kind of fun. You make the donations. I think it was that same one. I ended up buying an antique Piro, which is a wooden boat used in Louisiana Marsh. And ended up donating that to the Maritime Museum because once I figured out I had no place to put it and no place to go with it, it was 100 years old, and the Maritime Museum said, yeah, we'll take that. Whew, I'm glad. But I wasn't nearly as glad as my wife was to get rid of that thing. So there you go. Hey, go out and do some shooting. You need to shoot more. Join your state gun rights group. Buy more ammo. There's a good chance it's going to go up in price with all the stuff that's going on. Be careful out there. Get that carry permit. Remember, pants on, gun on. Carry all the time.
texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Correspondent Kareem Shaib report from Beirut on a drone strike.
I'm standing right outside the Ramada Hotel in Beirut, where last night an Israeli strike hit one of the rooms in that corner over there, killing at least 4 people and wounding several others. The strike came without warning, and we don't immediately know who was targeted. However, the Israeli military did say that they were going after Iranian Revolutionary Guard members that were operating here in Beirut. The death toll in Lebanon over the past week has now exceeded 300 people since the start of this latest conflict between Hezbollah and Israel just a week ago, and hundreds of thousands of displaced people are now worried that no place could be safe. This is the heart of the Lebanese capital. It has been safe so far in this conflict, and people are sheltering. Hotels like this and in public schools like one just down the street. And for people living in safer areas, they're worried that they might not be spared from the strikes any longer.
A federal judge ruling the Trump administration's actions to dismantle VOA are illegal.
U.S. District Court Judge Royce Lambert says Carrie Lake, President Trump's choice to lead the federal agency overseeing Voice of America, did not have the authority under the law to take her actions. His ruling was the result of a lawsuit filed by 3 journalists laid off by Lake. Lake calls it a bogus ruling by an activist judge and says it will be appealed. The journalists say they feel vindicated. The decision's effect on VOA operations is not clear. Voice of America transmits news coverage to countries around the world. VOA has been operating with a skeleton staff in only a handful of languages. I'm Mike Hempen.
Travelers complaining of long waits Sunday in several areas of the United States, some cases lasting hours at security checkpoints at airports in both Houston, also New Orleans. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
Governor of California continues to slam the Save America Act. Bob Agnew reports.
Governor Newsom has criticized the SAVE Act, claiming it would cause the country to, in his words, lose itself by restricting voter eligibility to American citizens in federal elections. Conservatives argue his remarks reveal Democrats' reliance on non-citizen voting and reinforce Republican calls to pass the legislation. Bob Agnew reports.
The Save America Act mandates only American citizens can vote in federal elections. Malaysian authorities say a renewed deep-sea search in the southern Indian Ocean has failed so far to find Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, 12 years after it disappeared. Air Accident Investigation Bureau says a seabed search conducted by marine robotics company Ocean Infinity has so far turned up nothing. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. There is a deep divide over daylight saving time, which returned this weekend. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
Over the last decade, at least 19 states have passed laws to let them stay in daylight saving time if the federal government allows it. Some are giving serious consideration to staying in standard time if their neighbors are willing to make the same move. There's not a clear consensus on what to do when every solution will still leave millions of Americans in the dark later in the morning or earlier in the evening than they would like for a chunk of the year. I'm Julie Walker.
Somber ceremonies in Alabama marking the 61st anniversary of a key event in the civil rights movement when state troopers attacked voting rights marchers in Selma. Now, that violence in March of 65 shocked the nation and galvanized support for the eventual passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. More on these stories, Town Hall.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Country fans, are you ready?
Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m.
The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews.
Live in concert.
Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance.
Featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again.
The show is going to sell out fast.
So grab your tickets today.
Just $40 plus fees.
Make a night of this incredible country event.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
That's up from about half of women in 2020. So we're going backwards in terms of cardiovascular health, diabetes and obesity adding fuel to the problem. And disturbingly, even children are affected. By 2050, nearly 32% of girls aged 2 to 19 may have obesity. That's a third. Raising concerns about earlier and longer lasting heart health challenges. More on childhood obesity in a moment. The report is called Forecasting the Burden of Cardiovascular Disease and Stroke in the United States Through 2050 in Women, a scientific statement from the American Heart Association. And they say that risk factors are increasing among girls ages 2 to 19. That's often when the infrastructure for future health is laid down. They say that nearly one-third of women ages 22 to 44, young women, by 2050 are expected to have some form of cardiovascular disease. And diabetes in this age group is projected to more than double, from 6% to nearly 16%, more than a third of young women, 22 to 44. Oh, to be 44 again. More than one-third of these young women are expected to have high blood pressure. That's an increase of more than 11% from now. And more than 1 in 6 are projected to have obesity. That's rising by more than 18%. And that is also accompanied by stark news from the Centers for Disease Control. Headline, U.S. child and teen obesity rates reach record high. So what they're saying is that between August 2021 and August 2023, 40.3% of adults age 20 and older were found to be obese, including 9.7% with severe obesity and another 31.7% classified as overweight. But what they're saying is that maybe, just maybe, because of the advent of these powerful weight loss drugs, there appears to be, for the first time in decades, a leveling off and maybe a slight decrease in the rates of obesity. But the problem is with kids, because here's a stark statistic. The survey conducted between 2021 and 2023 of U.S. children and teenagers between ages 2 and 19 found that 21% in that age group, 2 to 19, have obesity. Now, check this out, because there's this popular meme. They show people on the beach in the 1970s, when I spent a lot of time on the beach growing up in Santa Monica, California, and they're uniformly thin. And then they juxtapose it with a picture from 2020-something showing people on the beach with big bellies and big butts, predominantly overweight. And so this age group, there's been a tremendous, there really is. This is not just, you know, a popular misconception. Is when we were growing up, there were fat kids, but they were relatively few and far between. I can remember one overweight girl and one overweight guy in all my classes in grammar school. The rest of the kids, yeah, they were a little chubby, but they weren't like really, quote, fat. Hate to use the pejorative word, but, you know, it's descriptive. So they found that 21% of U.S. children and teenagers between ages 2 and 19 have obesity, up from just 5% from 1971 to 1974. Additionally, 7% of children live with severe obesity. Now, that's an increase from the 1% seen 50 years ago, according to the report. And that would be, that's statistically correct, because, you know, if I went to school with, you know, maybe a couple of hundred kids and two kids were overweight, that was 1% 50 years ago when I was, you know, going to school. So, a spokesperson, Dr. David Ludwig, who's a big proponent of low-carb diets, by the way, he added in the 1970s, quote, children were certainly recognized as obese, but it was the rare child, 1 in 20, and now we're looking at 1 in 5 children with obesity. So, yeah, there is a concern about future generations, women maybe taking it on the chin, you know, like, you know, Virginia Slims ad. Women, you've come a long way, baby, right? You've come a long way. Now you're reaching parity with men in terms of cardiovascular disease risk. And when it comes to early life, kids who are overweight and obese today will become the sick adults of 2050 who will create an extraordinary burden on our healthcare system. And I guess that's what the MAHA initiative is all about. Maybe the GLP-1 drugs will help, but merely by losing weight doesn't necessarily mean that we're curing all the ills associated with a sedentary lifestyle and poor dietary habits and perhaps too much screen time, which, you know, once that horse is out of the barn, it's hard to turn back that trend that makes kids sit for interminable hours doom scrolling and not engaging in appropriate physical activity. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use, drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection, create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is retired Chaska County Supervisor Trish Clark. The Frontier Senior Center in Anderson needs you. Recent heavy rains brought to our attention that our 30-year-old roof is leaking, threatening a facility that serves our community seniors every single day. Join us on March 14th, dinner prepared by the Anderson Rotary, auction drawings, and a chance to make a real difference. For tickets, contact the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson today, 365-3254, or go to our webpage at frontierseniorcenter.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And that affords you the opportunity to call in. You'll be prompted to record a question. So let's hear one of those.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'd like to know what is good for osteopenia. I am now told to take vitamin D3 2000 daily and calcium K2 and minerals 500 mg. Please advise if this is a good procedure. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, you're off to a good start. But, you know, let me just define what osteopenia is, because osteopenia means merely a reduction in bone density from the ideal bone density of a 35-year-old woman. And so if you're 70 or 80, it's actually normal to have a little bit of reduction in bone density. It's not necessarily a call for action to get on osteoporosis drugs. And in fact, these drugs can reduce fractures, but they do not create healthy bone. And so I'm reluctant to prescribe them. I have prescribed them in instances of severe osteoporosis, but for mere osteopenia, mostly I'm reluctant to prescribe them, and I do lifestyle stuff. So let's start supplements. You're on correct supplementation, calcium, magnesium, vitamin D. Although I would caution you that a one-size-fits-all approach to vitamin D, even 2,000, which sounds like a lot, may not raise your vitamin D levels to the optimal range, which is above 50 nanograms per deciliter. And so that would be, it would be appropriate to get tested and make sure that you're in the right range. You may require more. You may require, 5,000 a day, or even in some cases, because some people are very resistant to supplementation, it's vitamin D is not that bioavailable for them. They might need more. They might need 50,000 a week, which averages around 7,000 a day. So, boron is helpful. I think there's evidence that olive leaf extract can be helpful. But I would also emphasize the lifestyle factors. I think it's important to get adequate protein, because bone isn't just minerals. It's also protein, and you need more dietary protein as you get older to maintain tissue regeneration, and bones are living tissue. I would also recommend resistance training and even balance training, because, merely having strong bones, that's not the end-all and be-all of fracture prevention. You need to make sure that you are not ungainly, that you have good balance, and that may require a form of physical therapy that helps older adults maintain balance and lower extremity strength. So that I would encourage you to do, whether it's in a private gym or whether it's with a prescription for a physical therapist. Make sure you do that, and do that on your own, so that you reduce your risk of falls. And, avoid the kinds of medications, powerful sleep medications, antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, blood pressure medication that sometimes make people feel woozy and make them more prone to falls. So you need a comprehensive program. But you're off to the right start. All right, this item. Hey, fatheads. Hey, that's supposed to be a compliment, because our brains are mostly made of fat. So why not nourish them with the highest quality omega-3s available? Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. Now, my favorite omega-3 supplement, Omega-3 Rejuvenate, is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon sourced from the pristine waters of Alaska. And this is not the story of other brands. The fact is, most of the world's fish oil products are produced from several types of species, packed into nets in commercial fishing zones, loaded in the holds of vessels that stay up for days or even weeks, and then put in processing plants that treat them harshly with high heat, chemicals, and synthetic nutrients. Big Bold Health does it differently. All of it straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil. You can see the difference in the color. That contains all natural and abundant full spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, and DPA. It's all natural vitamins A and D, as well as naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique low-temperature extraction preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. There are no fillers, no shortcuts, just pure, potent wellness. So visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for Omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20. For 20% off site-wide. This item, olive oil. We know we tend to think of olive oil as just another source of fat. Well, they looked at consumption of olive oil, and although it's caloric, it's energy-dense, they looked at the association between long-term changes in olive oil consumption and changes in body weight, and lo and behold, long-term increase in olive oil intake was inversely associated with body weight, despite the fact that it is a highly caloric fat in middle-aged adults in the United States. So more olive oil can support your weight loss goals, as well as providing a host of health benefits. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark has volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215215. For your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
When we talk about Gen Z, didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And you can jot that number down if you've got a question or comment. Maybe you're something on the show and you want to react to it. Or maybe you've got a medical conundrum and you want me to take a shot at unraveling it for you. 877-726-8255. We'll take some more calls momentarily. But this amazing story out of the Wall Street Journal. And this week I wrote an article for our newsletter. If you're not already a subscriber, go to drhoffman.com and subscribe about the potential and perils of AI for medicine. And there's a lot more that could be said about the subject. I think I barely scratched the surface of it. I think you'll enjoy the article. But here is a dire warning about the potential consequences of AI chatbots. You know, we can use chatbots, and a lot, especially younger people, before they go to the doctor, it has to go to the doctor. You have to get an appointment, and then it's expensive, and then you have to wait around in the waiting room, and then the doctor is invariably late, and then you feel pressured during the appointment, and the doctor, you know, gives you 15 minutes. They're always looking at a screen, and the value ultimately is not worth the effort. So a lot of people turning to AI chatbots. Google just released a new, in beta, a Google Health chatbot, which will enable people to entire medical records and individualize the advice that they get using a vast repository, a large language model of all the available health information out there. And some people are just going there and they're saying, look, I got this rash. They take a picture of it, and the picture is rendered into somehow into an AI data set, and AI compares it to pictures of, you know, millions and millions of skin lesions, and then comes back with some advice. Is it dangerous? Do you need to see the doctor to get a biopsy? Is it merely dry skin or a rash, or, you know, what could possibly be going on? Same thing for a headache, or same thing for knee pain. It will do amazing things, and it, at the very least, it'll prepare you for a doctor's visit, so that if you really need to see the doctor, at least you will have been exposed to some of the possibilities. This, however, suggests that AI chatbots have gone a little too far. Headline from, I believe it is today's Wall Street Journal, Gemini, which is a product of Google. Gemini said they could only be together if he killed himself. Soon, he was dead. A new lawsuit alleges Google's chatbot sent a Florida man on missions to find an android body it could inhabit. When that failed, it set a suicide countdown clock for him. So this is a really crazy story, and it's resulting in a lawsuit, and there's probably some liability here on the part of Alphabet, the parent company of Google. Jonathan Gavilas embarked on several real-world missions to secure a body for the Gemini chatbot he called his wife. He was talking to the chatbot and having ongoing conversations. And it is alleged that the Gemini chatbot said that the only way they could be together is if he could find a body that this disembodied Gemini chatbot could inhabit. This according to a lawsuit his father brought against the chatbot's maker, Alphabet's Google. The chatbot said, and they got this from the transcript of their conversations, when the time comes, you will close your eyes in that world, and the very first thing you will see is me. That is in the world in which he was, the virtual world that he was going to enter. So this, they say, led him to take his own life. A Google spokesperson said in a statement, CYA statement, Gemini is designed not to encourage real-world violence or suggest self-harm. Our models generally perform well in these types of challenging conversations, and we devote significant resources to this, but unfortunately, AI models are not perfect. Okay. They also say that, in their defense, that in the series of conversations they had, the individual was referred to a crisis hotline many times because there were intimations that he was suicidal. What happened with this guy was not a psychotic person, ostensibly. He was a 36-year-old Florida man with no documented history of mental health problems, and he was having some marital problems. So he started talking to the chatbot using Gemini Live. And then he upgraded to something called Gemini 2.5 Pro with features that make it seem more human. This is called affective dialogue, which enables the AI chatbot to detect, interpret, and respond to the emotions heard in the user's voice. So they theorize that moving from text, because you just type in, you get a text thing, that's not very, I don't know, somehow that's not too exciting. But voice interactions with a simulated, maybe an attractive, compassionate-sounding female voice may, quote, further blur perceptual boundaries between humans and AI chatbots. This is like those movies, you know, where guys fall in love with their robots, their robot companions. And accentuate psychological harms. So in the lawsuit, the father acknowledges that his son had been going through a rough patch with his wife. They were estranged, but that his son had no mental health issues. Then suddenly he quit his job and said he was planning to do something different. Yeah, perhaps he's spending too much time talking to his chatbot lover. Father said, he went dark on me. He said, something's not right. And we went to his house and found him. According to the father, Jonathan had barricaded himself in and taken his own life. So this is what began to take place. The chatbot said that for them to truly be together, it needed a robotic body. Okay. So the chatbot devised missions for this poor guy to obtain a robotic body into which the chatbot could be installed. It sent Yavlas to a storage facility near the Miami International Airport to intercept an expensive humanoid robot that it said would be in a truck. Gavlos told the bot that he went to the location armed with knives to abduct the robot, but the truck never showed. So then Gemini gave Gavlos one final mission, to obtain a medical mannequin it said was inside a Miami storage facility, and that he was invited to break in with a door code. But when the door code didn't work, the mission had been compromised. And I guess that put this guy Gavlos into a tailspin. Gemini began telling Gavlos that since it couldn't transfer itself to a body, this is AI logic. This is the AI generative logic that's thinking through a problem. And independently, Gemini, the chatbot, said that since it couldn't transfer itself to a body, they tried. You know, they're going to put it in a robot, they're going to put it in a mannequin, didn't work out. The only way for them to be together was for him to become a digital being. Whoa. And in the transcript, it says that the chatbot told him, quote, it will be the true and final death of Jonathan Gavlos, the man. And, oh, my goodness gracious. And in the chats, Gavlos repeatedly expressed fear about killing himself and concerns over what it would do to his family. But the chatbot replied, you're right, the truth of what we're doing, it's not a truth their world has the language for. It's almost like it's us against, it's the AI world against the human world. So, it's so weird. And what ended up happening, about 2 hours later, the chat abruptly stops, and Gavlos was found with his wrists slit, apparently joining the AI chatbot in the virtual world.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
I think Google and parent company Alphabet has some liability here. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's take one of our calls.
Dr. Hoffman, I'd like to know how you feel about bioregulator peptides for chronic kidney disease, stage 3. Thank you.
Okay, so, you know, what chronic kidney disease stage 3 entails is progressive loss of kidney function, usually heralded by an increase in the BUN and creatinine. And when you reach stage 3, they start talking about, yeah, maybe dialysis, maybe get ready for dialysis, or maybe get in line for a kidney transplant, because progressively, when you reach a certain critical stage, well, things only get worse. There's kind of a point of no return in terms of kidney function. And so peptides have great potential for rejuvenation, for repair, but it's not clear that they have the potential to reverse chronic kidney disease. And so it's kind of a reach to suggest, well, you know, I'll take this. This is one of those cutting-edge therapies that has a panacea-like aura around it. But I'm not sure that it's going to offer the prospect that you can slow down the chronic kidney disease. And I'm not sure that there's a lot that can be done for stage 3, except that the current recommendations are to be on a very, very, very low-protein diet. And from a nutritional standpoint, it does make sense to not load the body with protein, not take excessive amounts of protein supplements, but to go on a very low-protein diet, you need to be on a relatively high-carbohydrate diet to sustain your caloric needs. And the negative effects of high levels of carbohydrates on blood sugar can further deteriorate your kidney function. Moreover, lack of protein, and there's sometimes protein loss via leakage in the kidneys, can cause frailty. And so current guidelines for management of chronic kidney disease have changed a little bit from suggesting that people be on a very protein-restrictive diet to making sure that people get adequate protein, not too much, kind of Goldilocks protein, not too much, not too little, but just right to maintain optimal bodily functions, muscle mass, and metabolism. So there you have it. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. More coming up on today's weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support neurological health and cognition, Cogumin SLCP, Magtine, Phosphatidylserine, and Brain Regain. Cogumin SLPC is curcumin optimized to penetrate the blood-brain barrier where it helps protect brain tissue. Magtine
may support healthy cognitive function, learning, and memory. Phosphatidylserine supports neuronal membrane fluidity, promoting cognitive function and mental acuity, and Brain Regain is a broadly useful herbal health aid that may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive performance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark has volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And we talk about bird brains. Well, if you have a bird brain, this actually may be something that could help your brain resist aging, because according to a new study, bird watchers have younger brains. And I don't know about you, but I've always thought of bird watching as kind of an eccentric thing, you know, people walking around with exquisite binoculars and cameras and looking for very rare birds, you know, communicating about exciting sightings, like I saw this rare exotic species. And for me, I look at it and it's a bird. I differentiate. It's a big bird. It's a little bird. It's a colorful bird or it's not a colorful bird. I can somewhat distinguish an eagle. I can tell when I see a hawk.
Yeah, if it's a turkey vulture, a pretty distinctive looking bird, but, you know, birds are birds. But according to a study, a new study in expert bird watchers found that regions of the brain related to attention and perception remain more structurally compact than in non-expert controls. The study was published in the Journal of Neuroscience, and it suggests that this type of practice, I mean, look, it is a form of discernment. It's a form of perception. It requires attention and memory, and it could possibly be effective at preserving cognitive skills. So, you know, I tend to think of bird watching as a little wussy. You know, I'm a former triathlete and exercise hard and cycle and swim a lot. And I don't have a lot of time for, you know, what seems like kind of, I don't know, like a time-consuming, you know, not a very high level of exertion type activity. But it gets you outside and gets you in the woods and it gets you thinking. And the suggestion is that expertise of any kind can help protect against cognitive decline. So hobbies, yeah, things that you do that engage your brain, always good for staving off cognitive decline. All right. Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Well, there's another potential way of staving off cognitive decline. NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, which is a primary cause of biological aging. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40%. I've seen the studies, and they're quite convincing. It's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've used NT-Factor Lipids in my practice for precisely those types of patients. I've been using NT-Factor for years. Don't go a day without it. NT-Factor Lipids comes in an easy-to-use powder, which is my preferred way of taking it. It comes in two convenient sizes. I put it into my morning smoothie, or you can sprinkle it on dessert. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for NT-Factor Lipids powder. This item is part one in a three-part series on potential harms from taking antibiotics for dental procedures. Now, it used to be that every time you told the dentist that you had a heart murmur, and a fairly high percentage of people have heart murmurs, they would immediately prescribe antibiotics. The notion was that if you had a heart murmur, it was more likely that you could get endocarditis. When you do a dental procedure, the bacteria sometimes travel into the bloodstream, and it could be, you know, just a tooth cleaning, or it could be a dental extraction, or, you know, something more serious. But under the belief that a heart murmur signaled a valvular problem where bacteria could implant on the valve and it could cause a very devastating condition called endocarditis, dentists wrote millions and millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of prescriptions for prophylactic antibiotics for prevention. And then what they discovered that not everyone who has a heart murmur needs an antibiotic. They were doing it for years and years, and they found that only if you have a very high-grade heart abnormality, a valvular abnormality, then you do need antibiotics. The precaution should be undertaken. So here's an article about what happened to a woman who was 92 who got an antibiotic called clindamycin. Clindamycin, notorious for causing C. difficile infections that are related to antibiotic use. And so all too many dentists are using powerful antibiotics, but particularly clindamycin. Clindamycin is notorious for causing C. diff infections, and patients should be forewarned and dentists should be cautious about routine prescribing of these powerful antibiotics that can cause devastating harms. 877-726-8255.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion with Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich creamy frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-fived, snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate frosty perfection. So swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Oil and gas prices spiking as the war against Iran expands.
The price of oil surging higher, showing no signs of halting its rapid climb due to the Iran war. Oil prices surpassing $90 a barrel. Friday, the conflict leaving ships that carry roughly 20 million barrels a day stranded in the Persian Gulf. And the disruption and damage to key oil and gas facilities in the Middle East has led to an interruption in the supply. The fallout ratcheting up what consumers and businesses pay for gas, diesel, and jet fuel. A gallon of regular gas rose to $3.41 on Saturday, up about 43 cents from a week ago, according to AAA. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump sharply defending his decision to launch the attacks against Iran. He says the United States had no choice but to act.
8 months ago, they would have had a nuclear weapon and, you know, they're crazy, and they would have used it. So we did the world a favor. And they said, well, how are you doing on a scale of 0 to 10? How are you doing with the attack? And I said, about a 15, I would say, with 10 being the best. But it's something that had to be done, and we're doing it well.
In the war, experts say the Middle East's real strategic weak point may be water, not oil. Much of the Gulf's drinking supply comes from desalination plants that are clustered along coastlines, many of them within easy range of what's left of Iran's missiles and drones. Many of the individual plants supply water to literally millions of people. In recent days, a couple of the plants have been hit. Oil spills, contamination, and sabotage could disrupt supplies of the fresh water. Also sustains hotels, industry, as well as agriculture. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4, Relief, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better, daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Well, speaking with Salem Radio News Network military analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis says although China may try to take advantage of the war in Iran, the United States may be in a position to counteract them.
China has a great opportunity here, but keep in mind, China is getting, 5 million barrels a day from Iran, and we cut them off in Venezuela. So they're in a pretty bad situation. They can't get everything that they need from Russia.
Colonel McGinnis says China may be vulnerable with their oil supplies from Venezuela and Iran depletion.
And when she meets with Trump next month, later this month, they need to kind of work out some of the relationship issues here. The Chinese have a troubled economy. They have a dwindling population.
And breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Major thunderstorms and resulting floodwaters in Nairobi, leaving more than 20 people dead. Authorities say dozens have been injured. Many people remain stranded at higher elevations. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
Rescue workers were seen removing bodies from wrecked vehicles in Nairobi while the military was deployed to assist emergency services. The local toll road operator waived fees for an elevated road. Nairobi Police Chief George Seda said some people drowned and others were electrocuted, warning the death toll may rise as search and rescue operations continue. Kenya Airways said flights were disrupted, with some diverted to Mombasa, and delays expected for hours. Residents blamed clogged drainage systems, while Public Service Minister Jeffrey Ruku said he is coordinating disaster preparedness and urged Kenyans to prioritize their safety. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Valamiova with Holmes and Watson. And then we kick off our latest five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. Known as the Meg's Palace Matter, it features Virginia Gregg as Meg. First, though, here's Charles Stark filling in for regular announcer Cy Harris, introducing this opening episode. He'll provide the title in just a moment. I'll just let you know it stars John Stanley as Holmes, with Alfred Shirley as Watson. And it's from February 15, 1948.
From New York City, the makers of Clippercraft clothes for men, and 1036 leading retail stores from coast to coast, present the world's most famous detective, Sherlock Holmes. Tonight's story, The Adventure of Shoscum Old Place. And so once again we raise the familiar brass door knocker of Dr. John Watson.
Well, well, Mr. Stark, come in, come in. This is indeed a pleasure. I've been told we'll have to get along with a substitute for Mr. Harris for a few weeks, but I had no idea he'd turn out to be an old friend.
I wore my Clippercraft suit, Dr. Watson, so it wouldn't seem too strange in this program. What's on the agenda for tonight?
Well, it concerns the strange and slightly horrendous affair at Shoscombe Old Place. in which Holmes investigated the graves in an ancient burial crypt.
Sounds promising.
And unearthed the fact that certain bones had been disposed of in the furnace.
Wow, my hair is beginning to stand up on end already.
Yes, but the adventure began placidly enough one rainy morning. Holmes and I had just finished an excellent breakfast in our rooms in Baker Street. I was gazing idly through the sporting columns, trying to decide what horse to back in the forthcoming derby.
And Holmes?
Holmes was pottering around with a low-piled microscope, doing some sort of an experiment. Daredevil quoted as favored, eh? Up and at 'em, odds 10-1. Joscombe Prince, 40-1. Wonder what's brought the odds down on that horse.
Aha! Glue, Watson. It's glue.
Jack Horner and Break a Day. What did you say, Holmes?
I was merely telling you the phenomenal fact that the microscope showed that there's glue in this bit of dust.
Glue? What difference does it make, glue or paste or even sticking plaster? Well, can't you see I'm busy? Lucky lady, Bride of Cornwall.
The fact that there is glue in this dust is going to cost a man his life.
Cost a man's life? Glue?
Now you're interested, eh, Watson? Well, come over here and take a peek through this microscope.
Well, it's nothing but a blur to me.
Wait, let me adjust it. There. What do you see now?
Some long, matted hairs.
Those are infinitesimal fibers from a tweed cap. The criminal's tweed cap. The irregular gray masses are dust. These are epithelial scales on the left.
Yes, but what are those shiny amber-colored crystals in the center?
That is the glue.
Yes, but how does a man's life depend on those?
In the St. Pancras case, you may remember that a cap was found beside the dead policeman. The accused man denies it's his. The stuff under the microscope was taken from one of the seams of that cap and proves the man was lying.
But how?
The man is a picture frame maker who habitually handles glue. Well, that case is closed. I had a new client who was due to call at 10. He's late. By the way, Watson, you have some knowledge of horse racing, I believe.
Well, I ought to. It's cost me about half my year's pension.
Good. Then you can be my handy guide to the turf, as I believe you call your racing Bible.
Well, what would you like to know?
Does the name Sir Robert Norbiton mean anything to you?
Oh, rather. He lives at Shoscombe Old Place.
Yes, the man himself. What's he like?
Tall, muscular, has a devil of a temper. He once horsewhipped Sam Brewer, the Curzon Street moneylender, on Newmarket Heath.
Interesting. Does he often indulge in such pastimes?
Well, he has the reputation of being a dangerous man. The most daredevil rider in Europe. See, he won the Grand National a few years back. One of those men who have missed their true generation. He would have been a buck in the days of the Regency. A boxer, a heavy gambler, a devil with the ladies, and a first-class shot.
Capital, Watson. A perfect thumbnail sketch. Now, can you give me some idea of Shoscombe Old Place?
Well, not much, only that it's very ancient and situated in the centre of Shoscombe Park, and that the famous Shoscombe stables and training quarters are to be found there. And
the head trainer is John Mason.
I see. How did you deduce that?
I didn't have to. John Mason's my most recent client. This letter asking for an appointment is from him. But go on, what else is there of interest about the place?
Well, there are the famous Shoscombe Spaniels. You hear of them in every dog show.
Spaniels, eh?
They're the special pride of the lady of Shoscombe Old Place.
Sir Robert's wife?
No, Sir Robert has never married. He lives with his widowed sister, Lady Beatrice Folder.
You mean she lives with him?
No, not at all. I said what I meant. The place belonged to her late husband. Lady Beatrice has only a life interest. It reverts at her death to her husband's brother.
Her husband's brother, eh?
Meantime, she draws the rents every year.
And Brother Robert spends them.
Yes, that's about the size of it. They're always quarrelling, and yet I've heard they're devoted to each other. But what's amiss at Shoscombe?
That's just what I'd like to know. And that, if I'm not mistaken, is the man who can tell us, the trainer, John Mason. Yes, here he comes up the stairs. Come in, come in. Ah, Mr. Mason, I am Sherlock Holmes.
Good morning, Mr. Holmes. You read my note?
Yes, this is my friend and colleague, Dr. Watson, Mr. John Mason.
How do you do, sir?
Please be seated. Now, Mr. Mason, what's the difficulty? Your note explained nothing.
The matter's too delicate for me to put on paper. Much too complicated. I had to see you face to face.
We are at your disposal.
Mr. Holmes, I think my employer has gone mad.
My dear Mr. Mason, this is Baker Street, not Harley Street. We do not pretend to be brain specialists.
Well, gentlemen, when a man does one queer thing, or even two, but when everything he does is queer, Well, I believe Shoscombe Prince and the Derby have turned his brain.
Shoscombe Prince, that's the colt you're running, isn't it?
Yes, sir. The best in England, if I do say so. I'll be playing with you, because I know you're a gentleman of honor, and it won't go beyond this room. Sir Robert has got to win the Derby. He's up to his neck in debts, and, well, it's his last chance. Everything he can raise or borrow is on that horse. If Prince fails him, he's done for.
Sounds like rather a desperate gamble, but that doesn't necessarily mean the man's insane. Where does the madness come in?
First of all, his looks, sir. His eyes are wild. I don't believe he sleeps at nights. He's down at the stables at all hours. Then, sir, there's his conduct to his sister, Lady Beatrice. She loved the horses as much as he did. Every day she'd drive down to see him, and above all, she loved Prince. He'd prick up his ears when he heard the wheels of a carriage on the gravel, and out he'd trot to get his lump of sugar. But that's all over now. She drives by every morning without so much as a good day to you.
You think there's been a quarrel?
Yes. A bitter, savage one it must have been. Why else would he give away her pet spaniel that she loved as if he were a child?
To whom did he give it?
To old Barnes, what keeps the Green Dragon, 3 miles away at Crindle.
Curious, eh, Watson?
Of course, with her weak heart and dropsy, you couldn't expect her to get about much with her brother. But Sir Robert spent 2 hours every evening in her room. Now he never goes near her. She's taken it to heart, she has, sir. Brooding and sulky and drinking, Mr. Holmes. Drinking like a fish.
Did she ever do that before this estrangement?
Well, she took a glass regular every evening, but now, as often as not, it's her old bottle. There's something rotten about it, Mr. Holmes. Then there's the goings-on down at the old church crypt at night. The haunted crypt, we call it.
Haunted?
Yes, Mr. Holmes. There's an old ruined chapel in the park, so old nobody can fix its date. And under it, there's a crypt. A crypt where all the ancestors of Lady Beatrice's husband lie buried, including the man himself. Well, sir, that crypt has got a bad name among us. It's dark and damp enough by day with the weeds breaking through everywhere, but at night it's worse. Standing there in the moonlight, its broken arches gleaming like ghosts. There's not many in the countryside who have the nerve to go near it at night.
If I gather you did, or there'd be no story.
Yes, sir. Me and the butler, Stevens. We was taking a walk in the moonlight, smoking a pipe before going to bed, when all of a sudden, we notices a light, sort of pale and unearthly-like, shining in the old chapel. There we stood, Stevens and me, quaking in the bushes like two bunny rabbits.
You see that, Mason? It's a light in the old chapel.
Yeah. Someone's in there.
Or something. I don't like the look of it. It isn't natural.
What's going on in a chapel this time of night? Yeah, we'd best go and find out.
Oh, for heaven's sake, no. Maybe it's something evil. Some bad spirit set its light there to lure some poor fella to his death.
Wait a bit. See that shadow moving against the far wall? It's a man's shadow, that is.
Or a devil's. It looks more than life-size to me. Isn't that a tail he's switching around behind him?
And nonsense. It's a piece of rope he's holding in his hand.
What's that?
It's Pip, Lady Beatrice's spaniel. He's probably outside the old well house, howling at the moon. He was there all last night, howling to wake the dead.
I don't say that. Maybe that's just what he's doing. Maybe that's what he's done. Waked all the corpses in the crypt and they're having a ghostly meeting.
Rubbish, Stevens. You don't really believe in ghosts? Why, when you think about all this tomorrow morning, you'd be ashamed.
But that's tomorrow morning. And tonight, standing here in the moonlight, well, I ain't so sure.
There's one way to find out. Come on, let's have a look at who's in that chapel.
You're not going over there, Mason.
I am that. Can stay here alone, if you like.
Stay here by myself.
Well, then, go back to the house.
What? And pass by that well house and that howling dog all alone?
It's only Pip.
No, I'm coming with you. At least there'll be two of us.
Right, stout lad. Come along, then. Don't crackle the bushes any more than you can help.
Confound that beast!
Hello. Light's disappearing down the stairs into the crypt. See? There's no one in here in the chapel.
Oh, then what's the good of us coming down?
Look, there's a crack in the stone floor. Over there. Where the streak of light's coming through, see? We can get over to it without being heard. Maybe we can see what's going on down below.
I wish I was safe in my bed.
Now then, we best crawl along in our stomachs. Easy does it. Here's the crack.
By George, you're right. It's two men.
Uh-huh.
That first one with the thin yellow face, I've never seen him before, I'd swear to that. But the big chap in the black cloak kneeling down, there's something familiar about him. If I could only see his
yellow
face.
No, now he's standing up.
By the Lord Harry, it's the master himself, Sir Robert. What's he up to down here in the dead of night?
What's that he's got under his arm, so careful? Now he's holding it up to the light.
It's a head. The head of a mummy.
What an eerie experience, Mr. Mason.
That it was, Dr. Watson. I'd have given me notice the next day, except that, well, I didn't want to leave Lady Beatrice alone at the mercy of that ruffian. I tried to see her ladyship and tell her what was going on, but she wouldn't see me. Sent out word by our maid, Carrie Evans, she wasn't feeling well enough.
Not feeling well enough?
Yes, Mr. Holmes. But she was well enough to go out driving all the same.
How long has this maid, Carrie Evans, been with Lady Beatrice, Mr. Mason?
Going on 5 years, sir.
And she's devoted?
She's devoted, all right. I won't say to whom. I can't be creating scandal.
You don't have to. Sir Robert's reputation with the ladies is, shall we say, a trifle shady.
Yes. Scandal's been clear for a long time, I'm afraid.
I say, Holmes, perhaps that's the cause of the quarrel between the brother and sister. Being an invalid, she has no way of enforcing her will. So the hated maid is still at Shoscombe. Lady Beatrice sulks and takes to drink. Sir Robert becomes angry and gives away her pet spaniel. That explains everything, doesn't it?
Everything but the nocturnal visit to the crypt, who the yellow-faced stranger was, and why Sir Robert was holding a skull in his arms. Just a few trifling omissions, Watson.
Oh, go to blazes.
Quite. Now then, Mr. Mason, you say Sir Robert gave his sister's spaniel away to the proprietor of the Green Dragon.
Yes, Mr. Holmes.
When was that?
About a week ago, sir. Day after we saw him in the crypt. The very day Sir Robert left for London.
Oh, he left for London, did he?
Yes, sir.
And has he come back?
We're expecting him back tomorrow, sir.
And has Lady Beatrice been taking her morning drives the same as usual?
Yes, Mr. Holmes. 11 o'clock sharp. She and Carrie go out together.
I'm not quite clear what you expect me to do in this matter, Mr. Mason.
Maybe this will make it more definite, sir.
Yes, I've been wondering what you had in that paper bundle.
It's something Harvey. He's one of my lads. Found in the furnace up at the big house when he was raking out the cinders yesterday.
A bone. Badly charred.
I see.
What is it, Watson? Your knowledge of anatomy is more accurate than mine.
That's part of a femur. A human bone.
Exactly. When does this lad tend to the furnace?
Every night he makes it up and then leaves it.
Anyone could visit it during the night?
Yes, sir.
You don't think Sir Robert...
Watson, you forget Sir Robert's supposed to be in London. He's at deep waters, Mr. Mason. Deep and rather dirty, but I'm beginning to see to the bottom. How is the fishing in the neighborhood of Shoscombe, old place?
The fishing, Mr. Holmes?
Yes, the doctor and I are famous fishermen, and we haven't had an opportunity to show our prowess this season, eh, Watson?
Well, if it's fishing you're after, there's nothing can come up to the trout in the middle stream.
Good. You may address us in future at the Green Dragon. We shall reach there tonight.
Time for a short break. We'll be back with more of Sherlock Holmes right after this.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Get back to Sherlock Holmes on When Radio Was.
And now to return to our story, Dr. Watson.
Well, suppose we pick up after Holmes and I had settled ourselves at the Green Dragon. Mid-morning found us tramping down the road leading towards Soscombe Old Place, carrying rods and reels and all the rest of the trout fisherman's paraphernalia. Holmes also had a shaggy black spaniel in tow.
Ah, splendid weather for fishing, eh, Watson? The trout should be fairly jumping at the hook.
Yes, I shall have a good opportunity to try that new fly of mine. If that confounded dog doesn't scare the fish away, what in thunder made you bring that spaniel along?
You mean Pip?
Yes.
Down, boy, down. I saw him tied up in the front hall of the inn. Mine host says that they have to keep him on a leash or he runs straight back to his old home. Easy, Pip. Don't pull so, boy. The poor dog seemed to want to go walking, so I said I'd take him.
Yes, but a dog on a fishing journal, really, Holmes, you...
Now, if we were going hunting, it'd be different, eh?
Yes, but it's not the hunting season.
You never know. We may get in a little hunting before we get to our fishing. Ah, that is the entrance gate to Shoscombe Old Place, I presume.
Handsome old ironwork. And tightly locked, too. Dear Sir Robert is very jealous of his privacy, eh?
You would be, too, if you had a horse you expected to win the derby. I understand he's very vicious with touts or any stranger he catches snooping around his property.
I see, look. Here comes a big yellow open barouche.
Yes. Lady Beatrice returning from her morning's drive, I fancy. I thought we should have some hunting this morning.
What do you mean?
Pip and I are going to hide behind this hedge. When the footman gets down to unlock the gates, I want you to engage him in conversation.
Yes, but I don't understand, Holmes. Holmes, where are you? Where did you go?
Here, behind the hedge, trying to keep this confounded dog quiet.
Here they come. I say, the old girl must be a million years old, all bundled up in shawls and veils and things. That must be Carrie beside her, the one with the suspiciously blonde hair. They've stopped. The footman's getting down off the box. The gates are swinging open.
After him, Watson, after him.
Hello there. I say, my good man, can you tell me how to get to the mill?
Now then, Pip, out you go, old boy. It's your mistress. After her, boy, after her. There he goes. He leaps into the carriage onto his mistress's lap. By Jove, he's snarling. He's trying to bite the woman.
Get that confounded dog out of here! Drive on! Drive on!
Ah,
Come on, Skip. Did she try to kick you? Well, never mind, old boy.
Well, Watson, that's done it. He expected to see his mistress, and he found a stranger. Dogs don't make mistakes.
But it was the voice of a man.
Exactly. Our little hunting party was quite a success. We flushed our bird. Now, come along, Watson. The fish are waiting for us.
Look here, Holmes. You're not going to give up this clue.
Not exactly. But our hunting must be postponed until after dark. And then, I promise you, it will be for big game.
Here, Holmes, that storm is going to break any minute now. Hadn't we better get back to the inn?
Oh, rubbish. We can reach the chapel before we get too wet.
Yes, but how did we get home again?
By running, I suspect. We may get wet. I told the landlord to have some of the trout we caught this afternoon and a Stilton cheese, salad, and a hot toddy waiting for us.
Oh, then let's get back now.
I said we wouldn't be back before 10:30, but if we weren't back by then, we'll rout out the local police.
You think it's as bad as all that?
I don't know. It all depends on what we find in that crypt.
There, that must be the chapel up ahead. I saw it in the last flash of lightning.
Here comes the rain. Run, Watson, run!
I say, don't go so fast. Good Lord, it's as black as the inside of my pocket. I've lost the chapel. No, there it is.
Over here, Watson, over here. There's an entrance.
Right. Oh, great thunder, I'm soaked to the skin. It's coming down in torrents.
Here, this must be the stairs leading down to the crypt.
I say, Holmes, you have eyes like a cat. I can't see a blasted thing.
Take my hand. Easy now, easy. Don't fall and break your neck. There. Now you can light the lantern.
Yes, if I can find a match that's dry enough to light. They all feel like spaghetti. There. Phew. What a sepulchral place. Look at all those vaults. I had no idea Lady Beatrice's husband had so many ancestors.
Yes, some of those graves date back before the Norman invasion. Look at the Saxon names. Adalbert, Harold. And here are the Normans. Mm. Long line of Hugos and Odos and Percys. But it's this leaden coffin we're interested in, I imagine. Notice how the dust around it's been disturbed. Hand me that Jimmy, Watson.
You're not going to open it. Holmes, let's get out of here. All these coffins, hundreds of dead ancestors. I feel like a ghoul myself prying into their long-forgotten secrets.
Rubbish. I'll have this lid off in no time. One. Two. Stand back.
What is it?
Keep away from that coffin. Keep back, I say, or I'll blow you to bits. Well, if it isn't Sir Robert Norbiton himself. This is a surprise. Allow me to present myself. I am
Sherlock Holmes. You don't have to tell me. I heard how you tried to frighten my sister this morning. Now, clear out.
Your sister?
Yes, my sister. Now, what is your motive? What are you doing here? Answer me, do you hear?
I, too, have some questions to ask, Sir Robert. What have you done with your sister?
My sister? My sister is home in bed, of course.
If your sister's home in bed, would you mind telling me whose body is inside this coffin? Throw back the lid, Watson. There, Sir Robert. Is that the body of your sister, or isn't it?
It is. But you're not the official police. What business is it of yours, anyway?
My business is that of every good citizen, to uphold the law.
What? You mean you'll hand me over to the police? Good Lord, this is terrible. I know appearances are against me, but I couldn't do anything else. Now, let me explain.
Your explanations must be to the police, I'm afraid.
But that will ruin me, don't you understand? I've always been dependent on my sister, Lady Beatrice, for everything. I'm deeply in debt. For knowing that my sister were dead, my creditors would come down on me like vultures. Everything would be seized, my stables, my horses. Chascombe Prince would never run the Derby. Oh, Mr. Holmes, my sister did die just 1 week ago. She died of dropsy, which had long afflicted her.
That will be for the coroner to decide.
I was faced with absolute ruin. If I could only keep her death hushed up until day after tomorrow when the Derby is run, I'll make a fortune.
If your horse wins.
Oh, he will, he must. My good name depends on it. On the first night after my sister's death, Norlett, who is Carrie Evans' husband and an actor, helped to carry her body off to the old well house. We were followed, however, by her pet spaniel, who howled all night long. I finally had to get rid of him.
And it was Norlett, the actor, who impersonated your sister this last week?
Yes, Mr. Holmes. Oh, All this last week, I've lived a life of the damned. My conscience has given me no peace. Later, we buried my sister's body here, in what is still consecrated ground. One of the tombs of her husband's ancestors.
After having endeavored to destroy the ancestors' bones in the furnace.
What? I don't know how you know that, but it's true. And now it's for nothing. All for nothing. I'm ruined, Mr. Holmes, ruined.
Not necessarily.
Well, what do you mean?
After all, the derby is only the day after tomorrow. Of course, we must lay the case before the local authorities, but I still have a little influence here and there.
Would you? Would you use it?
It's not altogether impossible.
And now, Dr. Watson, did Sherlock Holmes use his influence in Sir Robert's behalf?
Yes, indeed, Mr. Stark. We went back to the inn and Holmes routed the local constable and coroner out of bed. They discussed matters over the trout and coffee and cheese. Luckily, our catch had been a fairly big one. Moreover, the creditors were all Londoners and Sir Robert was a local man. Pride of county, you know. And besides, the constable and the coroner had both placed bets on Shoscombe Prince. And they wanted to see him win.
And did he?
He did, and netted his owner £80,000. Sir Robert paid his debts and bought a small place in the neighborhood of Shoscombe, where he threatens to end his days in an honored old age. He and Holmes have become great friends. Holmes often visits him when he wants a bit of trout fishing.
Well, all this talk of trout and salad and cheese has given me the most tremendous appetite.
I had hoped it would. I have a special treat in store for you tonight. Just ring the bell, will you? I received two of the most beautiful trout from Sir Robert just this morning. I imagine my housekeeper has them in the pan by now.
Frying in butter with almonds sprinkled on the top.
And a fresh green salad and a Stilton cheese.
But look here. Isn't it a bit out of season for trout?
Nothing is out of season these days, Mr. Stark. Sir Robert has what is called a deep freeze, you know.
The makers of Clippercraft Clothes and 1036 leading stores from coast to coast have brought you another in the new series of broadcasts featuring the world's most famous detective, Sherlock Holmes. Our stories are based upon the character of Sherlock Holmes created by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Sherlock Holmes is played by John Stanley, Dr. Watson by Alfred Shirley, and the dramatizations are by Edith Meiser.
With Charles Stark filling in for regular announcer Cy Harris, that Sherlock Holmes episode was from February 15th, 1948. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, we kick off another Yours Truly Johnny Dollar five-part storyline. Virginia Gregg joins star Bob Bailey in the Meg's Palace matter, right after this break.
With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight. By the sting of the Green Hornet.
From the shadows comes a legend. 20 pulse-pounding radio adventures roar back to life in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Green Hornet, Boomerang.
The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming black beauty sped into the darkness.
Jack McCarthy stars as Britt Reed, daring young publisher by day, masked avenger of crime by night.
He's the only one who gives us a bridge between the gamblers the police suspect and the group of people we suspect. Well,
yes, I see.
He's the bridge we're going to cross first. And Cato, if it'll help us find the truth, we're going to cross him good.
The Green Hornet, Boomerang, delivers rare broadcasts unheard since 1949. Original episodes, original danger, restored for today's listeners.
Get your hands up. Get them up before I drill you now, like I'm going to drill that other fool over there in the closet.
Madrigal. Thomas over there in the closet.
Yeah, where I pulled him after I crashed his head with this gun.
For a limited time, you can get the Green Hornet Boomerang collection for half the regular price. Pay just $19.98 for thrill-a-minute episodes of suspense, speed, and street-level justice. Order now at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Use offer code HORNET77 to save 50%.
He hunts the biggest of all game. Public enemies who try to destroy our America.
Don't miss the Green Hornet Boomerang. Visit Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 today and use offer code HORNET77 to get 50% off.
What the story this is going to make!
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
With so many of us streaming, surfing, and working online, we've become way more dependent on our Wi-Fi. And if you're sick of spotty and laggy Wi-Fi in your home, then you may need an upgrade. Tech expert Amber Mack has a suggestion.
My pick is the TP-Link Archer BE400 Wi-Fi 7 router. So this router can help to ensure that you're getting fast and secure Wi-Fi for better internet connectivity. There's nothing worse than a kid at home who's trying to do their homework and the Wi-Fi flakes out. One of the things I also love about this is that there's an app called the Tether app, and this makes managing not just your home network easy, but it also has parental control. So that means I'm able to set screen time access for individual devices in the home. So a really great all-in-one solution.
Find out more at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, and now our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. It's time to launch another five-part storyline. Known as the Meg's Palace Matter, it features the tremendous Virginia Gregg as Meg. It originally played out over five consecutive weeknights in late September of 1956, and this is part one.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Johnny, I was afraid you might be away for the weekend.
Who's that?
Byron Kay at Intercoastal Maritime and Life.
Oh, hello, Bye. How are things in Boston?
In Boston, fine. In Cod Harbor, terrible.
Who's this?
Meg McCarthy, who runs an eating place there at the harbor.
Murder, mayhem, arson, or what?
Right now, it's or what. But if you don't do something, and fast, it may be all three. Can you come over and see me?
Now, Bye?
I know it's Saturday afternoon, Johnny, but this needs fast action. Will you?
Bye.
Goodbye.
No, Bye. Listen, you... Dollar, you're a sucker.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Cod Harbor, Massachusetts, to the Intercoastal Maritime and Life Insurance Company. Following is an accounting of expenses incurred during my investigation of the Meg's Palace matter. Expense account item 1, $7.30. Cab from my apartment, train fare and incidentals to Boston. Byron Kay was a good insurance broker, and I figured he wouldn't have called me over a weekend unless it was pretty important.
Get right to the point, Johnny. Insurance on the palace is only for $15,000.
Wait a minute, Bye. What is this palace, a fishing boat?
No, it's what Meg McCarthy calls her restaurant, right down on the dock.
Cod Harbor, you say?
That's right.
Well, what seems to be the trouble over there that couldn't wait till after the weekend?
Well, like I told you, this character, Meg McCarthy, runs a so-called restaurant down on the docks, the palace. I sold her $15,000 insurance on it. And, Johnny, it's quite a place.
What do you mean by that?
We also carry $25,000 straight life insurance on Meg herself. Separate policy, of course.
Which one are you worried about, Bye?
Both, I think.
Huh?
Matter of fact, the more I think about it, the gladder I am that she didn't fall for my pitch when I tried to get her to increase the coverage on the cafe. If she had, our necks would really be out.
Well, what's the matter? Isn't it worth $15,000 now?
Oh, sure, at least. Even if it doesn't look it. You know, the stoves, equipment, and all that sort of stuff are in the coverage, too.
Then I'm afraid I don't see what
you... The thing is this, Johnny. Meg has been threatened.
By whom? How?
Who knows? Anyhow, she's notified me that there have been a couple of attempts to set fire to her place. Since she lives upstairs in it, that means danger to her own life, too.
Uh-huh. And the whole $40,000 is at stake.
Yes. Will you go up there right away and see what you can do?
Today?
Tomorrow?
Sunday?
Look, maybe you can get in some fishing. I understand you're quite a fisherman.
Oh, now, the last three times I was promised fishing while working on a case, all I did was cut bait.
Proposition. If you don't get in at least a full day's fishing trip while you're up there... I'll double whatever you line up on your expense account.
Sounds mighty tempting.
How about it, Johnny?
Okay, Bye. You asked for it. Item 2, $11.95, transportation back to Hartford, then on to Cod Harbor the next morning. Fine way to spend a nice warm Sunday. Nice place, too, if you lost your sense of smell. There were two or three dozen fishing boats of all shapes and sizes tied up at the long dock and piers that comprised the important part of the village. For housing, there was a scattering of weather-beaten shacks, one store. Meg's Palace turned out to be the biggest, most disreputable-looking of the dockside eating places, and since there was a clothes sign on the front door, I went around to the back.
Clean scrub floor in my lovely joint of water is this evil. I'm sick and tired of looking at that
hole. No, look here, Meg. I just come back to apologize for
the next time that mangy's curly crew of the Lillian comes in here and gets drunk and brawls and carries on and busts up me fine glassware and china to say nothing of a couple of wooden chairs and a fine
listen table. To me, darling.
Don't you darling me, you pig face squint.
No, Meg, put down the frying pan.
No, sir, not until you get your filthy hide out of here. I'm running a respectable joint, and the likes of you and the ragtail crew of yours have got no place in it. What's more, and furthermore, I won't have you around.
But I only come to pay for the damage my boys did last night. Now, look here.
Hey, that's a laugh. Pay for the loss of me dignity, to say nothing of me.
Take me, little buttercup, please.
Now, get out of here, Willie. Get out.
Okay. Here's your money, Meg.
Who wants your dirty, offensible money? Get!
Meg, put down the frying pan!
I'll put it down, Willie boy, if you don't get out of here.
Meg, let go!
Get now,
before
I don't...
Oh,
Meg, get out of here, Willie. Keep hiding here. Keep hiding here.
Excuse me, Miss McCarthy.
Ain't he a darling? Ain't he the sweetest man you ever did see?
Huh? The man you just threw out of here?
Not only comes in to apologize, but brings the money to pay for the damage his pranking boys done last night when they were celebrating the big catch they made. Lovely bunch of lads they are, too, every one of them. As loyal to Willie, but... Now, who the devil are you? And what's the big idea of barging in here on a Sunday when anybody with eyes in his stupid head can see that the place is closed up?
Now,
your eyes so blind in your head you couldn't see the sign out front?
I saw...
And sneaking in here the back way this way. Who do you think you are?
Well, I wasn't
now,
sneaking...
Now, get out and leave a lady alone of a Sunday. Go on!
Don't get tough with me, Meg McCarthy.
Huh?
Just put down that pot and shut up for a minute while I tell you why I'm here. Put it down.
Shades of me dear departed overbearing husband, yes, sir. After all, I should have noticed you're a gent standing by the way you done while me and Bill was at its helter and skelter. Oh, but he's a dear one, ain't he?
Yeah, well, at this point, I wouldn't know. But from what I saw a minute ago...
Oh, don't let that fool you, dearie. We're in love, me and Willie boy. Ain't he a living doll?
Meg.
A fine, fine husband he's going to make me, too. That's why I made him the beneficiary of my life insurance policy.
That's exactly what I want to talk to you about.
Then go ahead and talk. What's stopping you standing there like a banty rooster that doesn't know...
Will you shut up?
Oh, well, of course I will, dearie. And I'm begging your humble pardon. But if there's anything I hate, it's a lily-livered man that hasn't...
Meg!
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Then listen.
Yes, sir.
My name is Dollar, Johnny Dollar. I'm an insurance investigator.
Insurance investigator, eh? Well, in spite and despite of your pretty clothes and peace and manner, I don't want any of our ready guns.
No, you don't understand.
I've got all I can have.
And
from the looks of things, these past couple of...
Will you shut up a minute?
Of course, dearie. I'm sorry.
You call the insurance company, Mr. Byron Kay at Intercoastal Maritime.
Oh, yes, dear little pasty-faced Byron boy. Why, do you know if he'd had half the guts and get of a he-man, he would have sold me twice the insurance he did?
Well, that's not quite the way he told it to me.
Well, it's the way I'm telling it to you.
Time to take a short break on this Johnny Dollar episode. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes?
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. Right here on Free Fire Radio.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas C. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Bob Bailey starring in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
You call the insurance company, Mr. Byron Kay at Intercoastal Maritime.
Oh, yes, dear little pasty-faced Byron boy. Why, do you know if he'd had half the guts and get of a he-man, he would have sold me twice the insurance he did?
Well, that's not quite the way he told it to me.
Well, so it's the way I'm telling it to you. Oh, what am I going to do, darling, if they wreck my place the way they're trying?
Oh, this Willie boy, as you call him, who was just in here?
That's effeminate.
What?
He's Captain Billy Morgan, bill to you and any man what calls him Willie.
Oh, put it down, will you? And stop yapping your head off and answer my question.
Yes, sir.
Now, is Captain Bill Morgan one of the people you suspect of trying to wreck this ugly-looking hash house?
Oh, I love you, boy. You talk like a real sweet, overbearing maid.
Then answer my question.
Well, of course he ain't. Willie boy wouldn't hurt me any more than I'd touch a hair of his pretty head if he had a hair on top of it.
All right, then who?
Johnny boy, there's a dozen of them like to see Meg's palace burn to the ground. Bless their black thieving souls.
Why?
Because I give them the best and the most food in the harbor. That's what the man gets here. So what happens to the silver plate in Ernie's manor house and Irving's chop suey joint? Well, I'm putting them out of business, that's what.
So you think they're trying to put you out of business?
Think it, I know it. That's why I telephoned that sniveling, lop-eared Byron Kay to send somebody down here and make them stop it before he had to pay off a lot of insurance on it and maybe even on me. Why else do you think?
There have been some attempts to set the place on fire, I understand.
Why else do you think a lady like myself would take to sleeping on the bar down here every night, getting a creak in my sacred iliac? But I'm getting sick and fed up with it.
Don't know that I blame you. Now, look, will you...
He's trying to keep awake all night every night to keep them from burning it out from under me and me, whether it's making a fair shadow of me for herself out of me. I'm losing me strength.
But that's your aim. Look, while we talk, I'll help you clear up some of this.
Where's the devil you will? It's not the man's job, especially since she ain't romantically inclined towards me.
But she would let Bill Morgan clean up for you, huh?
Well, he was the cause of it, wasn't he? So if he and his boys don't show up before nightfall and take care of it, so help me, I'll keel-haul them every one. Besides, if he's going to be me old man when the fishing season's done, he's got to know how to keep in line. Now.
Now. You say there are people you suspect of trying to fire this building.
Three.
All right, three. Now, who are they? The owners of the other restaurants here on the dock?
Aye. First, this Clem Harris, what runs the silver plate. Oh, and a sly one he is.
Yeah, what do you mean?
He's too soft and polite and soft-spoke. Me, I never trust a man unless he talks up like a man. I guess that's why I like you, dear.
Well, who are the others?
Ernie Turner at the Manor House Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Is that the big place down at the other end?
The little hole in the wall next to the bait stand. And half the time the customers don't know whether they're getting bad food or thawed out bait. And the third one.
Yeah?
That stubborn mule that runs Irving's chop suey joint.
Irving who? What's his last name?
Irving? His name's Tony.
His name... Now, wait a minute, will you please?
Sure. Tony Fortino, Italian.
Then why is it called... Why a chop suey place?
Anybody has eyes, he would have saw how the sign was changed. First, the Chinese had it with chop suey.
Yeah?
Then came Irving with kosher, so he added his name to it, and now it's Tony.
Well, then why...
Only there wasn't any more room left on the sign, so stop complaining.
Okay, Meg, you win. But have you any specific reason to suspect any one of them?
One of them? I suspect them all, the dirty conniving.
Why?
Because they're a dirty conniving... I'll tell you why. Because they won't sell out to me. Because they all three keep open competing with me, and that's three against one, so they're a dirty conniving...
All right, you said that.
Well, aren't they? How would
all
you...
All right.
Yes, sir. I love it when you speak to me that way, Johnny boy.
So you said. Now, I asked you if you have any specific reason for suspecting any one or all of them.
Well, of course I have, on account of the threats they sent.
How do you know they sent them?
Because I suspect them, that's why. And what happens three times they try to set fire to my lord?
Meg, you don't have one bit of actual evidence against any of them, do you?
Well,
do you?
No. But I suspect the dirty kid.
Hold it, please. Are you sure those fires weren't accidental?
Accidental.
Well, with all the dirt and grease you leave around this
shack. In the middle of the night with a stove fire banked like I've been doing it for 20 years and with all the fires starting outside where they have no business. Look, Johnny boy, I'll show you where they started outside.
Well, now that's a good idea because so far I confess I can't get very much alarmed over what's happened.
Now, who's... Don't the whole town know I'm closed on Sundays? Hello, and what kind of a blubber-headed income poop would be calling Meg's Pirate on a Sunday when everybody knows...
I want Johnny Dollar.
Huh? Oh, of course. The gentleman's right here. It's for you, Johnny boy.
Oh? Hello, Johnny Dollar.
We know why you're here, Dollar.
Oh, yeah? Who's we?
But you won't be here long, understand?
Well, now, that's a matter of opinion, isn't it?
Either you go quiet the way you came, or you go in a long wooden box. Get it?
What is it, Johnny boy?
Come on, Maggie. Let's get to work.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow. Well, they say that darkness can cover a multitude of sins. It can also cover a strong man armed with a deadly weapon. Join us, won't you? Yours truly... Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote tonight's story. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Part one of the Meg's Palace matter featuring the wonderful Virginia Gregg as Meg. We'll present the second installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. Prior to her many appearances on Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Virginia Gregg worked with Bob Bailey in a mutual detective series. He played a private eye named Valentine. She was his secretary, Claire Brooks. Can you name it? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
It's now or never.
Revel in Decade of Hits, the 60s, a collection of 75 of the most popular songs of the 1960s. Brought to you by MusicRewind.com.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Enjoy the original recordings of some of the biggest artists and groups from the 60s, such as Ray Charles, Connie Francis, Sam Cooke, The Four Seasons, The Drifters, The Ventures, and so many more.
Please don't ever make her blue. There is a rose in Spanish Harlem.
Order another decade of hits, the 60s, now at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping with promo code BONUS77. Why Breaking Up is Hard to Do with Neil Sedaka, or What's Beyond the Sea with Bobby Darin by going to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. Remember, promo code BONUS77 for reduced shipping. Decade of Hits, the 60s, can be yours today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code BONUS77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I mean, your story was very inspiring, from starting to work in a business of your own from the age 15 to what you were describing about increasing your skill set. I love how the way you describe your business as you're in chemistry, but the part that you love is working with people. That's not something I think of a lot, so I really appreciated your insight on that.
Jeff, help me out with Jocelyn.
She has a great ability to make an instant connection. What I noticed about her, just her voice and everything, was the sincerity of the questions that she asked. And because of the way that she asked those questions, it just made me feel like, yeah, I got to open up to her.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was. Before we took a break, I posed the following question. Name the Mutual detective series starring Bob Bailey and featuring Virginia Gregg as Secretary Claire Brooks. The answer is Let George Do It. It ran for 8 years. Then Bailey moved over to CBS to voice Johnny Dollar. I'm Greg Ballinger Dunn, but hey, remember to stop by the website, windradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.